Tremendous stuff. And how to look like Davina McCall as well.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever going to look like that. I have to say, I don't think I've ever looked like that and never will.
As far as I can see, you're just one workout away.
I think so, yeah. Trouble is, it's the one workout I'll never do.
That lasts for years.
John Holmes is here. Very good afternoon to you.
Yeah, coincidentally, we're doing exactly all of those same things.
I mean,
we're going to solve Damien Green.
Let's
talk
radio.
We're going to do that.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's repetitive.
But everybody does. Well, it's not repetitive, no. It's
well, in terms of subjects. But we run out. I mean, at the end of the day, it's Christmas.
Well,
there's not much snooze around.
But that's like saying, you know, the football programme is exactly the same. Everybody does it. Nobody does it the same way.
Yeah,
all football matches, they all play differently.
They all play differently, well, yeah. But we're going to kick Damien Green around.
That's as much as I can recommend your show to anyone.
Stuff kicked around in a different way.
Yeah.
That's a fair assumption.
I would go with that.
Yeah, we
are. It's a good slogan.
We've got to join in with this whole giveaway Maplin thing today, and I don't really know how it works, so that'll be interesting.
Well, it doesn't work the same in any show.
Well, of course.
Normally what happens when people do it is that they forget to turn up the sound, so you can't actually hear the phone ringing. Because what you want to do is hear the phone ringing.
Of course you do.
And the people answering it.
Yeah.
But if you don't hear the phone ringing, it kind of ruins it.
Yeah.
Because the drama's gone.
Right. So we've got to need to remind people.
You need to remind people to listen to the phone ringing, right? If somebody wins it, you then have to be surprised that they've answered the phone.
Right.
Right. Tell them that you're going to take an envelope out of there, even though you might have already removed
it. It'll literally be in front of me, yeah.
Yeah. And then open the envelope in front of the microphone so it makes a good noise.
Am I allowed to do that early?
No.
Okay.
No, you can only do that at the appointed time.
Fine. Just checking.
Because otherwise you could be done for, you know, fixing the competition.
Right, I would never do
what
that.
What kind of things can people win?
You can win a drone.
Yeah.
Right? Or somebody won...
It's Maplin-based stuff.
Anything you can buy at Maplin.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's an electronic sort of weird... It's a sort of interesting electronic store. You can get things like, for example, a bell... that rings on your phone when you're not home.
You get an RS232 interface lead. Let's hope someone wins.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And that thing he carries around with him. You get those at Maplin, can't you?
Mixing desk. Right, yeah.
Call in, people. Call in.
Somebody won
on breakfast.
You can't
call in. That's
how
it works. Oh,
you can't.
On breakfast.
I'm making up the rules.
No.
On breakfast. No, you have to have registered already. On breakfast, they gave away a ride on motorcycle, right? But it turns out it's a kid's motorcycle. They thought it was a ride on a motorcycle. So these people going, I've got a ride on a motorcycle. Where to? And they were like, no. It's a tiny miniature motorbike that you sit on, but you have to be no more than five.
We're going to balls it up as much as that.
Yeah.
You watch.
So you've got no problem at all, you know, getting it all wrong. John Holmes coming up. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
I'll see you on the high seas. This is Talk Radio.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
You will not be getting a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Countdown to your most switched on Christmas ever with the Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio. 'Twas not long until Christmas and all good girls and boys are dreaming of gadgets, top tech and toys. From a quadcopter drone to a kid's 4x4, there's a cool Maplin prize behind each Advent door. Head to talkradio.co.uk, open the Advent door and stand by to answer your phone in 5 golden rings to win top tech prizes each day. The Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio with Maplin. Magic ideas everyone will love this Christmas.
He spotted an opening and he's going for it. He's gone to Now TV. He's lining up a Sky Sports day pass. Oh, what about that? Arsenal v Liverpool streaming live tomorrow for just £6.99. That's got to be the winner. Can you believe it?
So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Carling, Bex and Stella for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last, 18 plus.
So all of our white Christmases have been gifted. Hurrah! But the hurrah doesn't end here. Pop into TK Maxx for the other big gifts at small prices. All the sparkle for Sue, designer dishes for Glenn, something dinosaur for Coco, she's dippy for the dinos, all for a total bargain. TK Maxx, big gifts, small prices arriving up to Christmas Eve, in-store and online.
Ready? After three, one, two, three, pull!
This Saturday, there'll be 200 extra Lotto winners of £20,000 in the Lotto Christmas Raffle. Make sure you've all got your tickets for this Saturday. Lotto, who wins if you win? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
We want our show to focus on the joy of Christmas.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Toby. with the latest news.
Coming up, Iranian captive may be home before Christmas. Melbourne reels from horror attack and Brum's Commonwealth success.
Talk Radio.
It's emerged the British mother, holed up in an Iranian jail for over 18 months, has been marked eligible for early release. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe's husband say they're hoping to have her home by Christmas. She's been held after being accused as a spy, which she's denied. Husband Richard Ratcliffe says it's a surprising and positive piece of news.
I'm probably a bit cautious as to see just how positive, but Nazanin yesterday was visited by her lawyer, and her lawyer said that on the database it now marks her case as being eligible for release before it said she was a closed case, and that's happened in the last couple of days.
A deliberate car attack on a crowd of people in Melbourne that's left 19 injured was not terrorism. It happened outside a train station at rush hour, with Australian police saying they believe the main suspect has a history of mental health issues. Two people have been arrested. Shane Patton from Victoria Police.
At this time, we don't have any evidence or intelligence to indicate a connection with terrorism. Having said that, however, we continue to support this investigation with our counter-terrorism command to ensure that there isn't that connection.
The man charged with carrying out the Finsbury Park terror attack has pleaded not guilty to murder and attempted murder. 48-year-old Darren Osborne from Cardiff is accused of running over and killing Akram Ali, who was 51, in North London in June. Nine other people were hurt. Osborne will go on trial next month. It's unlikely a decision on who will replace Damian Green as First Secretary of State will be made today. He was forced to resign for giving misleading statements about claims pornography was found on a computer in his office. And the Commonwealth Games is heading back to England. Birmingham replaces Durban in South Africa for the 2022 event, which lost it over financial problems. It's the first time it's come to England since 2002 in Manchester, but just 8 years since a British one, with Glasgow having hosted in 2014.
Thank you very much, Toby.
Thank you.
You are wearing a Christmas jumper today.
Yeah, coffee spattered.
Well, yes, I was going to ask you whether that was part of the design.
No, it's not.
Because what you've got there is is it a polar bear or just a teddy bear?
It's a polar bear.
It's a polar bear. It's got a Father Christmas hat. It's got a pom-pom, a 3D pom-pom.
Two pom-poms.
Two pom-poms. But its fur, if you like, is spattered. With a sort of an alien liquid.
Yeah, coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like Damien Green's keyboard.
I don't think they have coffee in is it Antarctica?
Well, racist. Why aren't they allowed coffee?
Racist. Not allowed, just haven't got it yet. The polar bears specifically. Probably some people have taken it there.
I bet they do. I bet the people at the Antarctic research stations drink coffee.
That. Yeah, well, the people have, but I don't know if they feed it to the polar bears, and
no,
therefore
they throw
this
it
would...
on the polar bears.
Oh, so this is an accurate representation of some of the polar bears, then?
I think so. Yeah. Anyway, tell me about your jumper because it's horrific. So true. It got you freebies.
It did get me freebies. Yes, I went into a coffee shop today, which is the coffee that you now see upon said garment, and I walked in, and the woman behind the counter said, "Oh, I love your jumper. It's so Christmassy and festive and blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Thank you very much," and ordered my coffee. And she said, "It's on the house."
What, for just wearing a Christmas jumper?
For wearing this particular
Christmas
jumper.
That's a particular chain where the staff are allowed, is it?
Yes, it is.
I'm not aware of
that. I always do it just to flirt
You know how some of the chains go, well, if you buy 9 coffees, you get a 10th one for free.
Yeah.
And you keep a little card. This one gives away a similar amount of coffee, but it's just up to the staff as to who they want to give it to.
It's the Christmas, isn't it? It's the Christmas shop.
No, it's not a Christmas thing. It's any time of the year.
It's got the word manger in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it has got the word manger in it, yes. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Very clever.
Thank you. You're in Christmas jumper as well, Cornelius.
Yeah, my new one that I got for my birthday.
Has it got
this
you
year.
Free coffee?
No, I had to cut the bells off it this morning. Cause
where were the bells? Were they hanging between Father Christmas?
I can see where they were. You can see them, yeah.
They were there.
Now it just looks like...
Oh, yeah.
It looks like somebody got you a cheap jumper that had been reduced because there's holes in it.
Sort of moth-eaten.
It looks like there's holes in your jumper.
Well, you've just got holes in your jumper.
I thought I did it really carefully.
Why didn't you just keep the bells?
Because they're loud and we work in the radio.
Yeah, but it's Christmas.
Fun and Christmas, exactly.
It would have been very annoying.
Anyway, great chat, everybody. Right, so 1:05. Toby's got some weather now, some coffee-spattered weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Misty, mild and murky for most of England and Wales. Some rain in Northern Ireland, northwest and eastern England. Drier and brighter in Scotland, highs of 12 Celsius.
Hark, the Herald.
Who is it with sport?
Alex Dibble.
Hark, the Herald. Dibble sings.
Yeah.
Sport. Glory to the pre-recorded sport
thing.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Swansea midfielder Leon Britton's been named the club's caretaker manager just in time for their press conference this afternoon. Tony Pulis and Louis van Gaal are both being linked with the permanent role after Paul Clement was relieved of his duties last night. Stoke boss Mark Hughes, meanwhile, has exclusively told our sister station TalkSport he's not fearing the sack, because if he did, that would harm his ability to lead the team. They're just a point above the relegation zone and have lost their last three. But Hughes says he's comforted by the fact the club's owners are football people.
They've been through it as much as I have over the years, and if you look at their record in terms of appointments, my predecessor got about 7 years. I'm in my fifth year, so that tells you that they'll support their managers.
And there are fears Andy Murray is behind schedule in his bid to play the Australian Open. His plan was to head down under very early, but he's still in the UK, having not played competitively since Wimbledon due to a hip injury. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
That was the latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport. Thank you very much indeed, Alex Dibble. You can't hear me, it's pre-recorded, as we keep saying. Right, let's... it's Thursday.
Could hear
is
you
this
if
week
listening.
Still dragging? Is this week still dragging, or is it all right now?
Still dragging.
Honestly, it took ages to get to Wednesday, didn't it? And now It's only Thursday, but it feels like we've been here like 2 weeks.
My last day of this week.
And of Christmas.
No, I'm back doing football commentary on Saturday, but...
Oh, OK.
Yeah.
Right.
Not on talk radio.
No, clearly. Just in your own head.
Still dragging.
Does it feel dragging?
No. It's been quick. I'm loving being part of this.
Are you?
Yeah.
You like being part of this show?
Yeah.
How weird. Because this doesn't happen on the other shows, does it, this stuff?
This stuff doesn't happen on any other show, anywhere in the world.
I think there is a reason for that.
Yeah. As all will become clear. Anyway, shall we yeah, all right, let's do the thing, let's do it.
Talk Radio.
Too cold to go outside? Now you don't have to, thanks to the Vodafone Big Winter Sale. Enjoy non-stop streaming, sharing and surfing with the UK's lowest priced unlimited fibre broadband, plus home phone. For only £20 a month for 18 months for existing mobile customers, plus £9.95 delivery. Just one of the amazing offers in the Vodafone Big Winter Sale. Go in store or online today. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
18-month agreement, subject to credit check and availability. Full terms at vodafone.co.uk/broadband. Ends 28th of Feb.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Okay. Hi. Hello. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's
awful.
5 golden potatoes.
Could spell trouble for the industry.
I can remember there being a story recently.
Well read, Toby. Beyonce
has got the fastest broadband on earth.
You two-faced person.
What's the David household Christmas tradition?
250 grams off the bone.
What happened to the days of strawberry?
Fair enough, I wasn't using those 3 inches anyway.
The high levels are boring this today's show, isn't it?
When you listen to it a few times, it's quite depressing.
You are the Lonely Lunch Club,
enchanted by Christmas magic.
Is Greg's a regular haunt for you?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a bomb.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of my fabric of nature.
So, another good afternoon to you then. And indeed, a very fine welcome to your Christmas Thursday. That's what we're calling it. Your Christmas Thursday on Talk Radio, and nothing says Christmas, does it, like a senior cabinet minister being fired. Sorry, resigning. Beg your pardon, resigning over those allegations that he downloaded and viewed the gentleman's adult pornography on his parliamentary computer. This is Damian Green, of course, the Deputy Prime Minister, who, it turns out, made inaccurate and misleading statements, re-the-nography, i.e. lies, about whether he knew that the pornography was on his computer or not. He said he didn't. It turned out that he did because the police had told him they were investigating it and certainly told his lawyers as well. I think that's the gist of it. On the first day of Christmas, Damien Green gave to me some gentleman's adultnography. Very Christmassy, isn't it? Very Christmassy story. Like the new Christmas story. 12 fluffers fluffing, 11 milfs are filming, 10 ladies best saying... Well, they're not saying what they're doing. 9 MPs... Nor that. 8 maids are milking. You can keep that one the same, can't you? 7 strippers stripping, 6 people laying, 5... Well, you can fill that one in. As it were. 4 porny birds, 3 French films, 2 girls, 1 cup, and some adultography. I don't know what he was watching. He denies that he was. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hello. That's Talk Radio. In the afternoon, I'm a man called the name of John Holmes. What a festive cheese platter. But in radio form, we've got for you today. Shall we have a look and see what we've got, shall we? Headline Hijack is on the way. That is where you get to make up a news story. Make up the news. Just make it up. Just make it all up. Send it to us both hither and, if you would be so bold, thither. And you could find your made-up news lie coming out of Toby's mouth. It's this mouth. Aye. Yeah. And in that mouth will be the news. But 2 a.m.? No, it's 2 p.m., actually. At 2 p.m., the new... Well, it might come out of it at 2 a.m. as well. I don't know. I've never been with Toby at 2 a.m. and neither am I ever going to be. But he might say the news in his sleep. I don't know.
I do.
There we go. Either way, you make the news up. You could have it said to the nation as though it was a fact. Here's how to get in touch with your news lies. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We will meet another member of the Lonely Lunch Club. Someone else today will be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's what you get. It's the return of a feature that no one really liked anyway. But it's back just for Christmas. Are you lonely this Christmas? If you are, come on the radio and talk to us and we'll make you fewer lonely. That's the point. Tell us what you're doing, what you're having for lunch and why you're lunching alone. Today's diversity page. Who's doing today's diversity? The reason is it's written Tamer. Obviously, his name's spelled T-A-M-E-R. So every time I read it, I just say Tamer, like a lion tamer. But it's Tamer. Anyway, Tamer's in doing the diversity paper review. It makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. I mean, how many other programmes have lion tamers reviewing the papers? I think none. Work experience punditry is going to be coming from Hayley, who's going to be reviewing some tech gadgets. Last-minute Christmas shopping stocking fillers for you. She's a work experience. She'll be reviewing the stuff. The big debate is at 3. We have been honoured. Honoured, I tell you, because we today get to give away the exciting gift behind the advent calendar window door or flap, depending on what you want to call it. All the other shows have had a crack at this, giving away prizes, sponsored basically prizes. It's all a tie-in with Maplin, and fair enough. But there's a magical Maplin advent calendar, that's what they're calling it. And behind each door each day is a gift. If you've registered online, it could be you. We'll be calling someone and giving away a gift prize. Look at that.
They must be very thin gifts, just looking at the advent calendar.
Yeah, they're just envelopes with things written in them.
Oh, they're not... You said behind the doors were the gifts.
Well, I mean...
It's not what the gifts are.
Not the fit. I mean, you don't want to fit a drone behind one of those doors, are you? Right?
Is it a drone? Is that the prize?
No, it was the other day.
Okay. That's all.
Could be. We don't know.
Yeah, well, we don't know what the prize is yet. It's a mystery surprise to all of us. Could just be a picture of a candle or the baby Jesus.
I don't think they sell that at Matt Flynn.
Well, I don't know.
An HDMI cable.
Yeah. Do that. An RS-232 interface lead, yeah. Whoa! Nothing says Christmas like a connecting cable. There's also a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare, but adapted for the radio. We bring you guest action comedian Andy Zaltzman. It's his annual foray into this studio to plug something. Andy Zaltzman will be joining us. There is Silly Gillies. He's here, look. Hi.
Hello.
Silly Gillies seasonal stories. We have to
silly
guess...
Silly Gillies silly seasonal
Silly seasonal stories. We have to guess the story from the... From this headline.
There's lots of sibilance going on.
Yeah,
there
is, isn't there? Silly Gillies, sibilant, silly seasonal stories. Mm. There we go. Anyway, all that's on the way on today's programme. Chloe is producing it magically. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hello. Katie's bothered to turn up eventually. She's on the buns. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
What were you late for, Katie? What happened?
I had trouble with my trains this morning.
Of course you did.
Not this afternoon, though.
No, and that's so that doesn't explain that.
2 hours ago.
That excuse isn't washing, is it, Katie? Really? Toby's got the news.
Yeah.
Cornelius is here.
Happy Anne and Samantha Day, John.
What day?
Anne and Samantha.
Who are they?
I don't know. It says. Let me click
Anne
on it.
Anne Widdicombe and Samantha Cameron.
Are they two people Damien Green was looking at on the internet?
No, it just says, it has always been observed the first day of winter. There's absolutely no description of why it's called.
Happy
Anne and Samantha,
Anne and Samantha Day! I don't know. Anyway, we're going to get into today's big story with some music. See if you can figure out what we're going to be discussing from the news, according to this. Does that link to the story? I sleep with my passport, one eye on the back door, so I can always run. It links to today's big story, but how does it link to today's big story? Cornelius, you've been trying to work it out. It's in the music, it's in the artist, that's Frank Turner, or in the song I Am Disappeared. What is the link?
Is it that really old submarine they found, 150 years? The disappeared submarine, for the Australian one.
Yes, off the coast of Papua New Guinea, yes. They found it, haven't they? That's right, yes. They've been looking for it. It's
that's
been a mystery.
Right. Excellent.
No, it's not the right story.
No, you said that's right.
No, I know about the story, that's all. It's not... I know it did disappear, but it's not this.
Is it Harry, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle engagement photos?
No, me? No, that they're cleverly rushed out on the day that a senior cabinet member leaves the parliament. No.
You think?
Yeah. That's not deliberate.
Is it the person who gave birth as both genders?
What did it come out of? Does it say? Is there a diagram?
It's a video.
Not is there?
It, yeah. Not of the actual.
Oh.
It's a video interview.
Oh, right. All right, then. So, how does it link to today's big story? Well, I'll tell you. That song is called I Am Disappeared. And apart from an Australian submarine, Cornelius, who else has disappeared?
Damo.
Damo Green, the Deputy Prime Minister, has disappeared from his job.
He has. The Deputy Prime Minister.
Whatever he is. What was he?
First Secretary.
That's what I mean.
Secretary
well, is it, effectively, that's the Deputy Prime Minister.
Well.
That is the Deputy Prime Minister.
Not.
I mean, he is. I mean, it literally is the Deputy Prime Minister's job. Anyway, he's disappeared. Why? Because he was he gave a misleading statement over gentlemen's adultography. That is why. So we'll be talking all things Damian Green, finding out what he did wrong next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas!
Top of the tree.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What makes your Christmas? Is it beautiful new dinnerware for extra guests on the day? Is it the ideal last-minute gift before it's too late? Or is it a turkey so big you needed a new tray? Whatever makes your Christmas, you'll find great prices across a range of last-minute essentials, from spare batteries to sticky tape, in-store at Wilko, and loads more you'll love at Wilko.com. Wilko, let's make Christmas.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting Crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 at 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 at 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
I am not based in an office. I am based in the fields.
Jen runs the Split Screen Coffee Company.
The ability to access Sage from different places is essential for my business.
See how your business could benefit from Sage Business Cloud with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Realise your business ambition. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, a party was stirring, good times paramount. I made my way to the fridge with some care, in hope that some Strongbow dark fruit would be there. Then I exclaimed with a shout and a hoot, "Dark fruit to all, and to all a dark fruit."
Strongbow dark fruit, the original dark fruit cider with crisp apple taste and juicy blackcurrants. Drink aware for the facts. Please drink responsibly.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in Cheshire is queuing on the northbound side from junction 17 for Sandbach to 19 at Knutsford because of an accident, and the exit slip road has been closed at junction 19. The M1 in Leicestershire queuing on the northbound side for nearly an hour between junctions 24 and 25 towards the Nottingham turnoff after a car overturned. In Worcestershire, the M5 is heavy southbound towards junction 6 at Worcester as a van's broken down. And on the M4 in the Vale of Glamorgan, there are three lanes closed eastbound approaching junction 33 for the Cardiff West services. I'm Alan Joyce.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Carlin, Bex and Stella for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last, 18+.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we will get you talking about today's big, that's right, story. So, Damian Green, then. Well, he's, you know, his parliamentary job and his computer have both been taken away. I think you could call him a minister without pornfolio. He's resigned himself to being sacked by Theresa May. She's still the Prime Minister. He's written a resignation letter, but it does seem that Theresa May forced his hand. Let's just hope that was in the letter writing and not in the incident over which he had to write the letter in the first place. There's an image I didn't want in my head, but anyway. The promised strong and stable government continues to look weaker, and the stable part of that ever more continues to resemble the sheep-filled one that Jesus was born in that A, they need a miracle, B, there's crap everywhere, and that'll be the sheep, C, wise men in short supply, D, there are a number of asses, and E, everyone mutters, oh Christ, whenever anyone mentions Brexit. But it's Damian Green that is dominating the front pages today for misleading statements regarding the adult gentleman's pornography that was found on his computer. One of Theresa May's most loyal servants. At this time of year, it gives whole new meaning to the phrase, O come, all ye faithful. On the line, George Parker, political editor of the Financial Times. Good afternoon, George.
Afternoon.
Thank you for joining us. So he had to go then, right, in the end?
Yeah, but not for some of the reasons you've been talking about there and the porn found on his computer, but basically because he lied about what he knew about this. So basically the police raided his office in 2008. They were looking for other stuff. They happened to find some what they called shocking material on the computer. It was legal, it has to be said.
Yeah.
They then notified Damian Green that they found it. Damian Green said that he had no idea they found pornography on his computer. That was a plain lie, and that's basically why he was sacked by the Prime Minister last night.
Indeed, and when in this kind of situation, and this, you know, this is a story that's been bubbling away for quite some time. Now, he must have been aware that he told a lie, and eventually, whenever this happens in Parliament, you know, it does result in a resignation because, you know, the truth comes out in the end. So he must have, you know, are we calling that a deliberate lie or an accidentally, like he said, the language I used wasn't exactly accurate?
No, it was a lie, and actually Jeremy Hunt, the Health Secretary, said on the radio this morning that it was a lie, and people close to Damian Green can't quite understand why he did it, because in the end he was likely to be found out, and if you're a minister and you don't tell the truth, you can be sacked, which is what happened. I think probably if he'd been sort of upfront about it at the beginning and said, look, they did find this, but it was, you know, it was, I got on the computer somehow, I've no idea how, but, you know, apart from anything else, what's it got to do with you? It was legal, weren't you? Why didn't the police just bog off? I mean, to be honest, you know, I think what the way that the police handled this is absolutely shocking. They obtained confidential material in the course of a pretty controversial raid on an opposition MP's office, then used that material to bring down a cabinet minister. It's the kind of thing that happens in banana republics. So although people are shocked that Damian Green told a lie to try and cover this up, of the kind probably quite a few people would do in this situation, I think people are getting a bit shocked by the wrong thing here, and I'm glad to see that the police are being, these two ex-police officers are being referred to the Information Commissioner.
Exactly, because they are not allowed to reveal that kind of stuff, are they? Even if they leave the force, which, you know, I know one of them had, they are still duty-bound, in effect, to, you know, if a case is a case, and has been, and even any evidence like that, they're just not allowed to talk about it.
Well, of course they're not, and you know, the whole point is that the police are meant to treat information confidentially. Otherwise, we wouldn't go to the police and give them information. I mean, put it another way: if they'd gone round to Damian Green's house looking for material from the Home Office, which was theoretically what they were looking for, and they found a couple of pornographic magazines lying around his house, I mean, that's totally incidental to what they were in his house for in the first place. And the idea that they can then keep this on their records and then use it nearly 10 years later to try and bring down a cabinet minister, it's up in a democracy. It's a truly shocking state of affairs.
It is, especially when the material we're talking about, as you rightly said, was legal. And that's what the police have said. So he wasn't doing anything wrong.
No, I mean, people say, oh, well, he shouldn't have been looking at pornography at work. And of course, he denies, by the way, that he was.
Yeah.
But even had he been, it's not for the police to enforce HR functions, because basically it's a matter between him and his employer, and it's a bit unclear exactly in this case who his employer would be. But in any event, do we want the police to be our moral guardians? I think we're in a pretty bad state of affairs if we're expecting the police to be the upholders of moral standards in the country, as some of the relatives of the Hillsborough 96 might attest to.
Not quite. And many others besides.
Well, indeed.
So where do we go from here? I mean, has it undermined Theresa May? You know, he was one of her most loyal servants, as it were. You know, she wasn't looking strong anyway. Does this weaken her position?
Well, we keep saying that it weakens her position, and it's hard to imagine how she can get much weaker. That's the third cabinet minister to resign in the last couple of months. Obviously, she lost a lot of her authority in the election. She now has lost one of her closest colleagues. I think the interesting thing about Theresa May, though, is you have to give her credit for battling on and doing her duty. And I think she might get a little bit of a bounce here, that no matter what goes on, she loses her voice at the party conference, the letters fall down, you know, she's been knocked around in Brussels, but somehow she keeps soldiering on into 2018. I think she is weakened, but having said that, I still think that Theresa May will be in number 10 all the way through to Brexit in March 2019, mainly because Conservative MPs have decided that there's no alternative, and the alternative to getting rid of Theresa May now would be absolute chaos in the Conservative
Indeed,
Party.
Indeed, and so, no one would want the job anyway, presumably, because all they'd be dealing with is Brexit.
She's a human shield for the Tory Party, so yeah. all the bad stuff on Brexit they can blame on her, and most MPs and Cabinet Ministers I talk to are expecting her to be out of the door in number 10 sometime in the summer of 2019. So in a way, she can survive any number of this kind of mini crises and still soldier on.
Yeah, she should just sort of rack them all up and get them out of the way then, and just because she's untouchable. That's it.
Indeed.
George, listen, thanks so much for joining us. George Parker there, political editor of the Financial Times. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit of it, you will hear today's Lonely Luncher admitted into the Tupperware, the Christmas Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone, it's Christmas, you shouldn't be alone. Tell us why you're lunching alone, what you're having for lunch and what you do and so forth. It's just a bit of an idle chat. It's our way of making you feel fewer lonely. There's a diversity paper review and headline hijack on the way as well. At just after 1:30, though, here's Toby with what can only be described as the very latest news.
Talk Radio. A British woman serving a 5-year jail sentence in Iran has been told she's eligible for early release. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe denies planning to topple the government in Tehran and has already served 18 months. The Foreign Secretary visited the country this month following a massive campaign by her family. Her husband Richard Ratcliffe says it's a frustrating process, but he's hopeful.
The Foreign Office's perspective is, well, you know, if we keep it quiet, then it's more sensitive and we can handle it. And diplomacy doesn't work so well with a big megaphone. And there is a tension in those perspectives. But certainly I think it's important, from our experience, to just keep consistent and keep Nazanin knowing that she's cared for, keep battling until she's home.
4 people, including a young child, are critically injured after a car was deliberately driven into a crowd in Melbourne. Police say there's nothing to say at this stage that it's terrorism-related. 2 men have been arrested. 19 people in total are being treated for injuries. The man charged with carrying out June's Finsbury Park terror attack has pleaded not guilty to murder and attempted murder. 48-year-old Darren Osborne from Cardiff will go on trial next month. And Birmingham will host the 2022 Commonwealth Games. It's been confirmed the only city in the running will replace Durban, which has been stripped of the event. Your weather, misty, mild and murky for most of England and Wales. Some rain in Northern Ireland, northwest and eastern England. Drier and brighter in Scotland with highs of 12 Celsius.
Toby, it's about time you now started looking towards what weather is at Christmas.
Is it?
Yes. That's what people want to know.
Do they?
Yes. Yes.
Most people stay in on Christmas Day.
No, but people are interested as to the weather on Christmas Day.
Now, I go for a run.
What can you see when you get? No, you don't. You've never been for a run in your life.
I was wearing my running shoes yesterday, remember?
You were. Yeah,
such a mean comment.
Why?
This is such a mean comment.
He's saying you put a bit of weight on.
I haven't.
It's all that weight
you've been for a run in your life.
I do. I go running quite often.
When was the last time?
Not for a while, because I've been swimming.
When he had diarrhoea. So he went to the... what were we saying?
You were calling me fat, apparently.
I didn't call you fat.
Yeah, no, I forgot what I was saying now. You put me off.
Weather for Christmas.
Thank you. Weather for Christmas Day. People want to know, what's your ideal Christmas Day weather, would you say? Obviously snow.
Snow.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen, is it?
Well, that's ridiculous. You didn't ask me for my realistic ideal Christmas weather. You asked me for my favourite Christmas weather.
Well, I'm asking
snow.
You for your realistic Christmas.
Well, I haven't ever thought about that, so it needs some time.
Find out what the weather's going to be on Christmas Day, or the nearest we've got to it so far? Because it will be the subject of much speculation.
You want bonus news?
It's bespoke news.
Lie news. You want bonus weather.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh, sorry, were you too busy copying and pasting from Sky News into your script?
You want silly,
how long does that
gilly
really take
features?
Half an hour?
You want...
Yeah, but you said earlier you enjoy it, so...
Yeah.
You know,
I said stop. I enjoy being part of the show.
Well,
I don't enjoy
just,
all the extra work.
I'm
making
you
part of the show.
Unbelievable.
Right. And now here's... have you just done the weather?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, great. And now here's some trail...
See, you don't even listen when I do the weather.
You don't even do the sport. Lazy.
And now here's some trail or something.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, to today's Headline Hijack. Christmas Thursday Headline Hijack. You know how it works. You make up the news. You make up a news story using a couple of sentences. Some words that you know in an order that sound a bit news-like. Send them to us. You could find your story in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. Being broadcast to the nation as actual truth, when really, it's an utter lie. That's how it works. It's all very simple. Here's what's been coming in so far. Cornelius, what have you got?
This one is from Malcolm, who says the police were called last night to a Christmas party for internet trolls when fighting broke out. 7 arrests have been made after violence was said to erupt following the attendees not knowing how to talk to each other, having not left the house or spoken to anyone in months. They resorted to mean insults, which escalated to the violence.
Thank you. You alright there?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. A dog charity, this is from Jean, a dog charity are urging people not to wrap dogs in wrapping paper and sellotape this year. And that's advice to anyone who's considering gifting a dog. 18 dogs a year die from being wrapped and kept under a tree for the preceding 2 weeks to Christmas. And that's 18 too many, that is. The charity suggested instead you just attach a gift bow to the dog's tail or put them in a large gift bag with air holes. With air holes?
Air holes.
Air holes. If you are gifting a dog. And remember, a dog is not just for Christmas. Because you can make soup out of the carcass on Boxing Day. Advice there. Look after the dogs, for heaven's sake. What's wrong with you, idiot? Don't give dogs for Chris. Don't do it. That's what our friends at the Dogs Trust. Dogs Trust wouldn't...
The dog place.
Yeah. Wouldn't advocate...
Close friends, are you?
Advocate this, would they?
No.
No, they would not. Rightly so. What else have you got there?
Actually, John...
Yes?
Never mind that.
Oh.
This morning, as I do on a weekly basis...
Yeah.
I went on to johnholmes.net, your website.
Did you?
And it's had a revamp, hasn't it? You've had a new website design.
I have, Cornelius, yes.
Yeah.
Slightly suspicious as to why you're bringing this up, but yes.
Well, it's just I went on it this morning. I go on it every morning.
Well, of course you do,
and,
yeah.
And, well, I wasn't mentioned anywhere on it.
Oh, that's an oversight. Are you sure?
Yeah, well, fortunately, I've had it checked, and
yeah.
I've had it mended.
Have you?
Yes. So I thought I'd show you now.
Right, you've had it mended, have you?
So if you go, and this is genuine true, if you go to johnholmes.net right now and click about,
yeah,
you can see, I'll show you there. Lovely photo of me. And
right. Okay.
So, yeah, and then I've just edited. John Holmes is a double BAFTA award-winning and eight-time Radio Academy Award-winning writer, comedian, broadcaster.
Yeah.
But is known mostly for his collaborative work with the highly talented Cornelius Mendes. Alongside all of this, he hosted XFM Breakfast Show in London for 3 years.
That's a job I enjoyed.
But since then, his career has headed downhill, and now he hosts a show on Talk Radio. The only upside about this is he gets to work with the
Cornelius.
Much funnier and much taller Cornelius Mendes. Whilst John turns up each day, it really is Cornelius who carries the show.
then you talk about your book.
Yeah.
And, bit of information about the sales being largely disappointing.
Did you write that?
I don't know.
Yeah, really.
And and then your travel writing, yeah, which apparently you really don't stop harping on about. That's genuinely on your website at the moment.
This is all because you happen to be friends with the man who designed it for me. Right, right. I am stopping his check.
Yeah, he did say that. He hasn't paid me
yet.
No,
and literally... Elliot, if you're listening, I can tell you now that I can easily stop that payment. I mean, and consider it already stopped. Your call, mate.
It's good. Yeah, I think you should leave it like that.
Shut up. Anyway, I have had a new website anyway, but thanks for vandalising it.
It's all right.
Good. Last time I asked you if you know anyone who designs websites.
I can't believe you did. As soon as you asked me, I was like,
that was about
brilliant.
6 months ago.
Yeah, I know. You've I've been waiting for this for ages.
Oh, if only you were important or famous enough to have a website. Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll bring you today's Lonely Lunch Club next. I'm going to hit you.
Well, which ones are yours and which ones are mine?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
This one's mine, and this one's mine, and they're all yours.
We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house a party was stirring, good times paramount. I made my way to the fridge with some care, in hope that some Strongbow dark fruit would be there. Then I exclaimed with a shout and a hoot, dark fruit to all, and to all a dark fruit.
Strongbow dark fruit, the original dark fruit cider with crisp apple taste and juicy blackcurrants. Drink aware for the facts. Please drink responsibly.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got the brand new smart 300-watt multi-tool with new quick-release blade for only £69 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Highways England is here to improve your journey. Have you noticed the red X's above you when driving on the motorway? Think they're not important? Think again. They mean there's an obstruction or danger up ahead. So if you see one, you must change lanes safely to avoid a penalty, or even worse. So when you see a red X, it's there for a reason. For more information on red X's, search online for smart motorways.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Carlin, Bex and Stella for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18+.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in Cheshire is queuing northbound between junction 17 for Sandbach and 19 at Knutsford. It's because two lanes are closed whilst an accident's been recovered. In Leicestershire, the M1 is queuing northbound in the roadwork section between junctions 24 and 25 towards the Nottingham turnoff after an accident earlier. In Lincolnshire, the A16 in Louth is closed in both directions after a tanker caught fire near to the Kennick roundabout. And in the Vale of Glamorgan, the M4 is queuing eastbound towards junction 33 for the Cardiff West services after an accident earlier. I'm Alan Joyce.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Budweiser, Corona and Coors for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18+, ends 24th of December.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time on
on Talk Radio.
A spaceman came travelling on his ship from afar. A green flashing blip on our cosmic radar. So we beamed him to Earth and put his brain in a jar. And named Howard his new avatar.
Greetings, Earthlings. I'm Howard Hughes.
Radio star.
Unexplained with Howard Hughes.
It's unexplained. It's unmissable.
Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I think the real mystery is whoever made that trail for Howard Hughes had been drinking, don't you? I think that's what
it's unexplained.
I'm saying absinthe. It's also the same one from last year, so maybe they'd drunk too much and rendered them lazy. Anyway, welcome along. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Soon we will be opening today's Christmas doors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Before that, a lot going on in the news. Damien Green, as we know, has left his position, shall we say, as the he broke the ministerial code. He made misleading statements, didn't he? And what he was doing, of course, was looking at he denies it, but it's all over the fact that he was accused, certainly, of looking at gentlemen's adult pornography on his parliamentary computer. And now he's resigned just before Christmas. 12 fluffers fluffing.
Don't do this again.
11 milfs are filming. 10 ladies best not say what they're doing. MPs best not say what they're doing either. 8 maids are milking, that's the same. 7 strippers stripping, 6 people laying, 5 gold rings, 4 porny birds, 3 French films, 2 girls, 1 cup, and some pornography. There.
Well,
Christmassy, isn't it? Anyway, it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, a lot of people can't, Cornelius. I mean, never mind. Anyway, so it's all right. We're here to help you through the news using the medium, of course, the festive medium of Japanese poetry. It's all about the syllables, you see. The more complicated the story, the more you can break it down into its component parts using short-form oriental verse. 575, you know as well as I do, it's the news in haikus.
Damien Green sacked. This day will go down in internet history.
Very good. Very good. The news in haiku. That's right. It could be lonely this Christmas, but not if you're a Talk Radio listener and you're on the telephone, because this is Lonely Lunch Club. It's a feature that we did about, 18 months ago. We stopped last April after Ofcom got involved.
April. 18 months.
Whatever it was. Well, we started it 18 months ago, maybe. I can't remember. Either way, I know we had to stop for some reason after a series of meetings. But anyway, we've resurrected it for Christmas, 1 week only. It's back. It's where, if you are a lonely what lunch, we want to hear from you. And we will help you through your lunchtime by talking to you about it on the telephone. Especially poignant at this time of year, of course. The Tupperware Hall of Despair. Let us throw open the doors made of mince and pies and meet Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John.
How are you? Oh, very well, thank you. Happy Christmas, Mike.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and Khan and all the rest of the team, John.
Ah, very polite of you.
Happy Christmas.
So, lovely to talk to you, Mike. What do you do, Mike? Where do you do it and all that stuff?
I do property refurbs, John. So I go into a house, for a landlord and completely strip it out and put it all right again.
I'll do that
in Peterborough.
Peterborough, how nice. In the Fenlands there, yeah.
Yes, yes, the flatlands of Peterborough.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're not just flats, are they? They're also houses, so, you know. how long have you been doing that, Mike? What got you into property refurbishing?
I've been doing it on and off for a number of years now. I've been doing this full-time for 12 months, and I was doing a state agency before, but I thought I'd get out of that, seeing as I've hated the profession.
Yes, we had one on the other day, and we didn't like it before.
It was in the papers today. They're the third least trusted people.
Oh, what
estate agents?
Well, are they?
Yeah.
What comes more than that? What's higher than that? Politicians. Management.
No, the top one was journalists.
Was it?
Yes, like us two.
Well, luckily we're not that.
I'm a journalist.
Really?
I'm our station's best journalist.
Right, okay, yeah. Again, right. No, I don't trust those people either. But I trust Mike, and that's the important thing. Mike, in terms of lunching alone then, what are the circumstances you find yourself in? By the way, you've probably noticed already, this idle chat is just flowing naturally, isn't it? And that's the point. It's like we're old friends, Mike, in many ways.
Yes, well, yeah. A regular listener, John. I've been since, I think, January I started listening. I first tuned into the show.
That's very good. How many listens did it take to even understand what's going on?
A three.
I'd say three. We say 3 to 5.
Mm.
It's like episodes of The Wire. It sort of needs subtitles for a while, doesn't it? And then you can kind of get into the world of it and sort of get to understand what's going on. Be honest, Mike, was your first listen to this one of sort of disdain or just curiosity?
No, utter disdain, John, it was.
How did you find us, out of interest?
I couldn't tune into 5 Live on my little radio on the day. So ended up looking for another talk station, found you guys, and gave you about 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's probably.
And then, tuned out, and then came back about a week later.
Yeah, came crawling back, Mike, didn't you? Crawling back.
Yeah.
And what made you come back, given, did you think it can't have been as bad as I initially thought? I might have dreamt it.
No, I'd sort of had enough of the BBC bias, really, on 5 Live. So.
Yeah. Well, the problem is with talk radio, apart from this show, it's all the same, isn't it? It's all very sort of samey. It's all like, oh, let's approach the news in exactly the same way. Let's talk to a guest. Let's have a call. You know what I mean? It's all the same, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got to say, this show is the highlight of my day. I do start in the mornings with Paul Ross.
Yeah.
Go through Julia Hartley Brewer.
A lot of people do.
And and finish up with Sam Delaney of an evening. So, so you guys are my, you're almost like my work colleagues Monday to Friday.
Do you know what? That's exactly what we like to be. That is the point of us being here. It's exactly right. It's exactly what we aim for, Mike. So I'm glad we're your work colleagues. and we're happy to help every single day, even though it's a bit weird. but, you know, it's an acquired taste, as we know. So, Mike, what are you doing for Christmas? That's the other question we have to ask you, of course, as you're now an inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. What are your Christmas plans?
We've got friends coming over from Birmingham. That's where I'm from originally. As you can probably tell, shining through.
I could tell that, Mike, if I'm brutally honest.
It does come shining through the accent. So, we've got friends coming over, we'll be doing a couple of regular things, a couple of new things. So Christmas Eve will be watching the best Christmas film ever, Scrooged, with Bill Murray.
Stop me there. I agree. Yes, that's my wrapping presents go-to film.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's always Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then on Christmas morning, bacon sandwiches with ketchup and a glass of Buck's Fizz, which is pretty much the only time of the year that you'll have that combination.
Yeah.
And then we're going to start a new Christmas tradition. We're going to actually go to Sandringham. And we're going to go and see the royal family as they walk to the church with the divorcee Wallace Simpson.
That's right, the American divorcee. What a great moment that'll be, won't it? I thought when you said you were going to Sandringham, you were perhaps invited as a like the American divorcee Wallace Simpson has been. I thought you were perhaps going round for the Queen's.
My sister-in-law did it. They went last year because it's only about, I think it's about 50 minutes, an hour away from Peterborough.
Yeah.
So, and you can actually view the royal family and sort of have a brief chat with them as they walk to the church on the estate.
What? Can you feed them?
Thought we'd...
You're not allowed to feed them. You can't feed the royal family.
No feeding of the royals.
No, they frown upon it. Because that's always televised, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could you hold up a sign?
Yes, I will.
Single-handedly, Mike, you could become Talk Radio's marketing budget. Just hold up a sign saying John Holmes Afternoons Talk Radio.
I will.
For the time being. I'll just hold that up in front of the cameras on BBC One on Christmas Day, Monday morning. And what a Christmas, then we'll all tune in, and what a Christmas moment that will be for us all, won't it?
Yeah, we'll give you all a wave.
That'd be lovely, a royal wave. Good, well, that sounds like a delightful Christmas. What a lovely thing to do. How far is Sandringham from where you are in Peterborough?
I think it's about 50 minutes an hour, so it's
all right, isn't it? Yeah.
That's okay.
Too bad. What a delightful thing.
And then we'll be coming home for Christmas dinner on the afternoon, and we'll be having roasted Brussels sprouts, John.
Oh, now! Yes.
As I texted him the other day.
Oh, that was you who texted that in, Mike.
Sorry.
Of course, Mike.
The Michael Skinner, you often think you're Michael Skinner from the streets. Mike Skinner
that's
from the
right.
streets, and no, I'm not.
No, but you're from the streets of Birmingham, I suppose. That sort of counts, doesn't it?
That's correct,
Mike, your roasted sprouts recipe that you sent in sort of did the rounds here, because, as you know, we were talking about sprouts, and I'd heard that, because I like sprouts. I'm a fan of sprouts. I think the sprouts are delicious. But the way to get rid of the horrible sprout taste, for those that didn't hear it, is not to boil them. That's the key. Or at least parboil them.
That's it.
And then either you can flash fry them with bacon and so forth. But you were saying about roasting the sprouts.
Yes. Yeah. This is, I've got to say, I didn't do it myself, John. I was served this by my wife.
Yeah.
So, but.
So when do you put them in? When do you put the sprouts in? When? What's the technique here?
As I say, I've no idea.
You've literally no idea, right?
She roasted them.
Right.
And that's all I know.
Fine.
But they were delicious.
There we go.
I will say that.
Great recipe advice. good. Look, Mike, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Did you want to know what lunch I had?
Oh, yes, of course I did. Sorry, I got bogged down in the sprout food chat. Go on. Yeah, what did you have for lunch today?
I had my favourite sandwich of all time, grated cheese and tomato.
It's a classic, isn't it?
It is.
Did you grill it, or is it just grated cheese?
No, just because I work sort of in empty houses, it's just a ready-to-go sandwich.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's normally my Friday special, but today is my last day.
Today is my Friday.
There we go.
What a treat.
Yeah.
Treated myself a day early.
Well, Mike, you've treated us all by being good company on the phone. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, John. Can I just say a Merry Christmas to the other 8 listeners?
Thank you very much. Well. Mike there, our 9th listener. And he's right, if you're one of the other 8, Merry Christmas to you as well. Excellent stuff. That is Mike in Peterborough. Took him 3 goes to get the show, and then he just stayed with us the whole time because we're like wonderful work colleagues, aren't we? Bit of breath of fresh air, Cornelius, on Talk Radio, given that the rest of it's all the same. Right, in the next bit of the programme, we'll be going through the papers with the diversity paper review. Much to come today as well. We've got a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare, but adapted for the radio. We've got the big debate at 3. We'll be giving away some Maplin thing as part of this Maplin thing. What else are we doing? Oh, that's right, work experience punditry today. Last-minute Christmas gifts of a tech variety. There's much to come, isn't there? But headline hijack now. We need to know who has made up today's news story that's going into the news to confuse the rest of the nation. Cornelius, who might it be?
So I was just writing down show chimes with 5 live listeners.
Good research.
Just write that down.
Yeah.
Sharon in Bexley.
Yeah. Something a bit different, isn't it? They'd like
something
that.
Something
a bit different.
That's just brings, evidence.
Brings 5 live listeners over. Perhaps 5 live might. Great. Okay, so. As featured on BBC One at Christmas Day with the Queen. Like that.
I'll put this all on your website.
Thanks. www.johnholmes.net, new website. Anyway.
It's been changed back now. You'll be happy to hear.
Has it?
Yeah, well, Elliot has to go on his lunch.
Yeah, and also wants the money.
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell Elliot? I don't know if Elliot's listening, but could you, if you're in touch with him, tell him that it still doesn't work on my mobile phone, which he says is something to do with an old DNS cache system, and I don't really understand that.
You can tell him that. I'm not getting actually involved in your life.
Okay, good. Did you give us a name of the week?
Yeah, Sharon in Bexley.
Thank you. Sharon in Bexley, remember, has made up the news, and it's in the news next. You're listening to Talk Radio in the ruddy afternoons.
Wakey, wakey, it's Christmas!
On Talk Radio.
Ding dong, merrily on high.
We'll get you talking.
At Tesco Mobile, we've got some cracking six-month half-price winter deals to warm you up. Get the Moto G5 for only £6.69 a month, or a Samsung A3 for just £9.37 a month. And because they're on anytime upgrade flex, you can change your tariff down or up at any time. Pop in store or go online. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Half price on months 2 to 7 of a 30-month airtime contract ends January 28th. Requires 30-month credit agreement. 0% APR representative with Tesco Mobile Limited. Next bill for new tariff. T's and C's at tescomobile.com.
Had enough football ads yet?
We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up, bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
He spotted an opening, and he's going for it. He's gone to Now TV. He's lining up a Sky Sports day pass. Oh, what about that? Arsenal v Liverpool, streaming live tomorrow for just £6.99. That's got to be the winner. Can you believe it?
So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Budweiser, Corona and Coors for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18 plus, ends 24th of December.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm just a big kid and I love Christmas so much.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, just gone anyway, near us, damn it. Here's Toby with the latest news.
Coming up, Nazanin closer to home, Damien Green police investigated, and Birmingham excitement at Commonwealth coup.
Talk Radio.
A British mother who's been in an Iranian jail for more than 18 months appears to be a step closer to returning to the UK. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe has been informed by her lawyer there that she's been marked as eligible for early release. She's been held in Iran, accused of being a spy, which she's denied. Two ex-police officers who leaked details about pornographic material on Damien Green's computer have been referred to the Data Protection Watchdog. He was sacked as First Secretary of State yesterday after it emerged he lied about not knowing what was found. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick says officers' conduct is essential.
Every day, we all come into contact with highly confidential and highly personal information. It is vital that the public trust us to do our absolute best to safeguard that information, and we are required to do so by law.
19 people are being treated for injuries after a car ploughed into a crowd in Melbourne. Police there say it's not terrorism, though the act was deliberate. Two people have been arrested. Four of those being treated, including a young child, are critically injured. Birmingham is beginning preparations for the 2022 Commonwealth Games. It's been confirmed as host city after Durban was ruled out over financial problems. Chief Executive of the Greater Birmingham Chambers of Commerce, Paul Faulkner, told Talk Radio it's great news for the city.
It's going to boost the economy. It's going to generate jobs, and that's in the 4 or so years between now and the Games. There's great volunteering opportunities, obviously, in the couple of weeks around the Games itself. It's going to generate a lot of local pride. We're seeing that pouring out today already, and that's, again, you know, we've got years now to harness that.
And the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh have taken a train home to begin their Christmas break at Sandringham. They caught a late morning service from London to King's Lynn Station in Norfolk, which is close to Her Majesty's estate. Prince Harry and fiancée Meghan Markle will join them and the rest of the royal family for Christmas Day.
And so will Mike in Peterborough.
Will he?
As we've just been hearing, yeah.
And maybe Donald Trump after yesterday's story.
He could be there with
them.
Well,
we weren't sure if that might have been a promise that he's been given.
Yeah,
we just
don't know. So, what were you just telling me about the about how news works?
So when we have a service that's a sort of national news service called IRN, a bit like the TV one called ITN that people will know about.
Independent Radio News.
Yeah, Independent Radio News. And they will send down stories, and each story is given its own slug. And obviously the Damien Green one is called Green.
Yes.
And then if there is audio attached, they will give us the surname of whoever that audio is from. We just had a story sent down about Damien Green with the audio of Cressida Dick, and the slug was Green Dick.
Now, he's denied looking at that. Or indeed anything like it. So we should be very clear about it. Now here's Toby with the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Misty, mild and murky for most of England and Wales. Some rain in Northern Ireland, northwest and eastern England. Drier and brighter in Scotland with highs of 12. Christmas Day will be generally cloudy, clearing for a spell during mid-afternoon. A fair chance of rain in the early hours, but just a 20% chance of a shower later. High temperatures of 10 Celsius.
So it's quite a mild Christmas Day. I would like I don't like it when it's a grey Christmas Day. I like either the snow, you're right, or a sort of crisp. I want a Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, sort of, but it doesn't. I need it to feel wintry.
Yeah,
but you've just described sort
I
of
just don't
a,
want
a,
it to rain.
I mean, I feel like you're shooting the messenger here. It's not anything I can do about this.
No,
I'm
just
giving you the facts.
I know.
I just don't want it to rain because I go for a run on Christmas.
Well, there's
I
mean, you really don't.
I do. I did it last year. It means I don't have to go to church.
Right.
There's a 20% chance of rain, and probably I would say less than that chance of you going for a run.
All right. Here's Alex Dibble now with the pre-recorded Dibble. Sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Swansea caretaker boss Leon Britton says players like Renato Sanchez, Tammy Abraham and Sam Clucas are not to blame for manager Paul Clement being sacked.
The players that have been here for one season, two seasons, four, five, however many long seasons it's been, we haven't been performing as well as we should. So I don't think we can just say it's down to the lads that we signed in the summer.
Britton will be in charge for the Swans game with Crystal Palace on Saturday, unless, of course, the club make a permanent appointment before then. It's understood former Stoke and West Brom boss Tony Pulis is not on the owner's shortlist. Ryan Giggs has ruled himself out. Arsenal forward Alexis Sanchez could still be in line for a move to Manchester City. It's reported Pep Guardiola hasn't gone off him, but will wait until the summer before making a move. And Tottenham manager Maurizio Pochettino has defended Harry Kane and Dele Alli for their bad tackles in Spurs' defeat to Man City last weekend.
We are disappointed, frustrated, and you try to change. But the thing wasn't with bad intention to try to injure someone.
That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, a council in Inverness has adapted a gritter vehicle to spread not just grit, but also shovels, so that their roads are now equipped for passers-by to pitch in and help with shoveling snow out of the way. The people of Inverness have been advised when a gritter vehicle passes them to watch their shins for flying shovels.
Toby, thank you very much indeed. Toby with the news and Alex Dibble with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll go through the newspapers next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So to the Diversity Paper Review. It's us going through the newspapers, just like any other programme would. However, when we go through the papers, we don't do it alone. No, sir. No, madam. No non-specific gender or however you want to identify. We do it with a different diversity each and every day. The reason it makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting is we embrace multiculturalism like no other programme before us. Going through the papers today, then, we welcome Tama, who is...
Salaam alaikum.
Yes. Well, welcome along.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do I have to do the accent?
No.
Oh, great.
Fantastic. Just your normal one's fine. Thank,
thank
you very much.
For that.
You don't need to adopt the homeland around here.
But why?
How are you?
A camels.
Yes. Yes. Speaking of which, by the way, I saw an early draft of Cliff Richard's Mistletoe and Wine.
Oh, brilliant.
Right? And
very good. Move on.
And
Move on.
I think I'm out of here. Yeah. I'm done.
So, Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you too.
So, what's in the papers? What have we got today?
There's lots of stuff.
Yeah,
and
a lot of Damien Green all over the front papers today. That's a lot.
There's been a lot of Damien Green
over a lot of things.
Last few months,
I led to believe. I don't know.
Wipe him down.
He's denied it. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, amazing. Lots of stuff. You know what really annoys me is this Markle. I love Merkel.
Yeah.
Hate Markle. big difference.
Meghan Markle
and Angela Merkel. Don't get them confused.
Well, I could.
Yeah. But you just did.
And I will.
Yeah.
And I will continue to do so.
Yeah.
How weird would it be if Harry was marrying Angela Merkel?
Yeah, just some admin error. A typo basically made that happen.
Really bizarre, right? It'd be hilarious. She's off to Sandringham for Christmas.
Angela or Meghan?
Meghan.
Okay, just to be clear.
Angela could very well be. You never know.
She's the head of state and with the state of the situation. Yes, she is.
Situations.
You're right about Meghan. She is, and she's got. We were talking about this, and you know, she's got to join in with the royal family because they're a very traditional. The royal family do a very old fashioned traditional Christmas. We've been learning.
Yeah,
and she's going there for the first time. She's already with them. Is that right?
I think so. She's flown in already.
A tea party yesterday.
The Queen hosted her Christmas dinner.
Yeah,
which is
surely that's
she
on Christmas.
Hosts the family. I know it's weird, but they have an early Christmas dinner. Extended family.
Who pays for that?
The Queen.
Yeah. She is online shopping at
Waitrose. She does it at home, so it's not expensive.
But she goes for the budget Waitrose stuff. It's better than going for the expensive
Waitrose
Asda
essentials.
Stuff. Yeah. So the quality of the Waitrose basic is better than the Asda.
I think the Royals probably get their own Waitrose private website. Yeah. I think there's basic Waitrose and then Royal Waitrose.
You only
get access to that if you're a certain kind of person.
That's
what I think.
I think they
sell Swan.
The only place you can get Swan.
And, you know, organic corgi meat grown on the farm of Prince Charles's. Organic. That's the original corgis.
Those bloody dogs.
Eat them all up. It's got, you know, bits of Nicholas Witchell. Bloody man. Just hacked off.
I love the idea of just bits of Nicholas Witchell
as a sort of canapé.
He's just topped, grated
ginger,
on top of some canapés.
A little bit
of a hair instead
mother,
of chives.
Mother, would you like some Witchell? Bloody man. Do you have any swan, Charles? You've got some swan in there.
Yes.
It's a swan with a corgi in it. Cookies, a slice of each.
Start with Witchell under the skin.
Witchell, give it its gingery flavour. Bloody man. what a gorgeous, she's in for a treat, I'd say.
Well, I think
Meghan Markle
coming in from the States. I mean, you know, it's going to be interesting. I'm bored of the stories. I mean, she's getting married to a prince. Hey, well done. Congratulations. It's Christmas time. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, the paper,
it's everywhere.
This time of the year, the news is quite slow. I think everyone was grateful about Damien Green yesterday because it meant the papers have got something to write about today.
Yeah.
And indeed, we had something to talk about, so that's fair enough.
Yeah, which is, you know, coming up to Christmas, it's quite a festive topic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Damien Green.
Yeah. Did you not hear my Christmas song?
No.
Do it.
Well, it's for Damien Green. It's for Damien Green. Obviously, it's on the first day of Christmas, and then gave to me some gentlemen's adult pornography. And then I've gone for 12 fluffers fluffing.
Nice.
11 MILFs are filming.
Oh, good.
10 ladies, not going to say what they're doing. 9 MPs, ditto. 8 maids are milking. Keep that one.
I will. That's great.
7 strippers stripping. 6 people laying. 5 gold rings. Didn't need to change that.
That's perfect.
4 porny birds. 3 French films. 2 girls, 1 cup.
Very good. I love that.
Gentlemen's adultnography.
Fantastic.
Isn't it Christmassy?
It is really Christmassy. Give him something and his family to think about over Christmas.
That's
maybe
nice.
Don't renew your subscription services.
Yeah, maybe
that. Just saying. Yeah.
What else is in the paper?
I found an amazing story that actually this is kind of right up my street. It's in the Times, page 11. And we are looking at cruise ships that have been decked out for high-tech fun. Now, these are cruise ships that have got go-karting tracks on the top of them. You can go out and take drones to the sky.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's fantastic. And look, I'm just going to show you a picture.
Yeah.
There's the cruise ship. You can see the go-kart track on the top there. Helicopter excursions, which is quite cool. You've got drones that you can fly around, jet skis that come out of the... It's just a big tech fans extreme.
That's quite good. I mean, the cruise ships, I suppose, do have to adapt with the times, because the cruise ship's core audience, of course, is the retiree, isn't it?
Yes.
That's they've got some money. They've got some disposable income.
I'll tell you what, I'll go on this, but they've got submarines, you know, those kind of submarines that have got the dome bubbly things David Attenborough got the BBC Planet Earth.
So you can go in those.
And have a look at those. It's pretty cool. I mean, I was really quite excited by this, and I started looking into maybe potentially booking one.
Right.
The only thing that worries me is that they're high-tech fun, right? And, you know, I know how technology works, but you're in the middle of the ocean. How do you get Wi-Fi?
Oh, ye of little faith.
Yeah. That's my only concern with that. But I think it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're right. Cruises do have to adapt with the times. You know, it used to be just sort of ball pits, a cinema, a room for pensioners to play bingo in, and a buffet with fat Americans at it,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And now, they've got it, and they've gone, all right, we've got that space. Yeah, we can put a swimming pool, sure, but we need go-karts.
Yeah. Drones, I mean, submarines, jet skis.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see what the inside of the room looks like, one of the cabins. Presumably there'll be an Xbox or a PlayStation or a Switch or some kind of console in there that you can...
Well, cruises don't really appeal to me, and I'd rather go somewhere where there isn't any technology and there's nothing, not even electricity. One of the best times I ever spent was in a... I'm harping on again, Colin. About travel, was in a log cabin in Alaska, in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Wow.
With no electricity, just me on my own.
Yeah.
With just, I'd cut wood for the fire and all that kind of stuff. I had some bear spray in case of grizzly bears.
Yeah.
My argument, though, was if a bear's near enough for me to be able to spray it in the face with bear spray, I'm pretty much dead.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what you want. You don't want all of that. You just want to go away from that world, the modern world. And just
You'd
go and
be
just,
like an hors d'oeuvre to a bear, wouldn't you?
He's a Nicholas Mitchell.
Well, speaking of dangerous animals...
Go on, then. Finally,
animals. I found another really interesting story in... again, it's in the Times. It's page 22. It's a little cutout. There's a roof, a shark roof house, goes fishing for listed status. There's a house, basically, up in Oxford somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this.
I've seen this before.
Fiberglass shark in the top of it. And it was put in place by an artist in 1986 to oppose the bombing of Libya. Now, I don't know if this...
Did they bomb Libya with sharks?
This is what I don't understand, but it's quite funny because now this place is kind of acquiring listed status. So I was thinking it might be a nice phoner for you to see what other animals would you like to have in your
poking
rooftop.
Out of your roof?
Poking out of your roof. And would you be able to get listed status for it? How long would it take? 1986, it's 2017, it's been 31 years?
Yeah. Now you've shown me a picture of it, I remember that. Yeah,
yeah.
That meeting.
So it's now going to be a listed building.
All right.
So what other animals would you like to see?
Right. What show do you work on around here?
I can't remember. Some weekend program.
Yeah, save it for that.
I will.
Anyway, thank you very much indeed for coming in. A camel, perhaps, poking you at you.
Actually, a couple of humps.
Yeah, there we go. Back to Damien Green again. All right, so thank you very much. Reminders of your diversity?
Camel. Full-blown Arab.
Very good. That was papers. That was papers done. That was papers all done for you. Is Andy Zaltzman coming in next?
No, it's Hayley next.
Is it?
Work experience reviews.
That's very confusing, isn't it? All right, work experience. What happened there? I thought he was coming in.
Yeah, he will be.
He's just running late, is he?
No, this was planned. Read your running
remarkable.
Order.
I don't read the running order, Chloe. Come on. Right, Hayley's in next to talk us through presents. Lovely, delicious presents. A last-minute gift advice for Christmas of a tech variety. And then Andy Zaltzman will be joining us to talk about something or other he's plugging. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Christmas ain't what it used to be.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Carling, Bex and Stella for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last 18+.
So all of our white Christmases have been gifted. Hurrah! But the hurrah doesn't end here. Pop into TK Maxx for the other big gifts at small prices. All the sparkle for Sue, designer dishes for Glenn, something dinosaur for Coco, she's dippy for the dinos, all for a total bargain. TK Maxx, big gifts, small prices arriving up to Christmas Eve, in-store and online.
Christmas. Made merrier with Sky Mobile. Unwrap a range of unmissable offers, like the Samsung Galaxy S8 with a Tab A7 for just £30 a month with 500 megabytes of data. Plus, join Sky Mobile today and get a Sky Store voucher to watch our latest releases. Ring in a Christmas made merrier. Search Sky Mobile. Ends 28 December, 30-month interest-free loan and data plan required for handset, 12-month minimum term, 18+, includes handset only and pay-as-you-go calls and texts for non-Sky TV customers. Subject to status and credit check. Tablet Wi-Fi only. Add to basket at checkout. Skystore.com voucher. Terms apply.
"'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, a party was stirring, good times paramount. I made my way to the fridge with some care, in hope that some Strongbow dark fruit would be there. Then I exclaimed with a shout and a hoot, 'Dark fruit to all, and to all a dark fruit.'"
Strongbow dark fruit, the original dark fruit cider with crisp apple taste and juicy blackcurrants. Drink aware for the facts. Please drink responsibly.
Talk Radio traffic and travel.
The M6 is queuing northbound in Cheshire. It's solid all the way from junction 17 at Sandbach to 19 at Knutsford, where the exit's been closed to recover an accident. The M60 in Manchester is heavy clockwise between junction 10 for the Trafford Centre and 12 for the M62, after traffic had to be stopped earlier on. In East Yorkshire, the A63 is closed between Brough and South Cave, and that's after a lorry hit a bridge earlier. And in Leicestershire, the M1 is queuing on the northbound side between junction 23A for the A42 and 25 at Nottingham in the roadworks. I'm Alan Joyce.
My sister and I are run of our feet all year round at our florist, and Christmas is no different. As our families tuck into mince pies, we're still juggling orders and thinking about next year's plans. Luckily for us, our holly wreaths have sold so fast that we're going to need more staff to keep up next year. I suppose I could ask Santa, but maybe I'll talk to Lloyds Bank instead.
We understand small businesses don't pack up for Christmas, so we don't either. Lloyds Bank. Whatever your next step, we'll be by your side.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I mean, is that who he modelled himself on? Because he looks like that now.
Yeah, it's like that now.
He does, yeah. We're looking at a photo of a colleague on the internet. Anyway, from some time ago. But there now. Look what time it is. It's time, slightly early, because we've got a guest. We've got a hot... Not that you're not important, Hayley. Don't get me wrong. But we have hot guest action for you today. Andy Zaltzman, the comedian, is coming in to plug something or other he's trying to flog in a traditional comedian does that over Christmas sort of a way. But ahead of that, it's all right, because the work experience is here. Hayley's in. She's going to be looking, as part of work experience punditry, at sort of geeky, gadgety, last-minute Christmas... stuff. So we tell our work experience that coming on the radio is good experience, gives them a leg up into the industry. You, as well as I, know that that's an utter lie. It's because we don't have to pay them. And Hayley's back. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you more.
I'm very ready for the Christmases.
Are you?
Yes.
Good. What do you do at Christmas? What's your Christmas thing, Hayley?
I've got, like, the whole split-up parent thing.
Oh, so you get two Christmas dinners out of that?
No, I it changes every year who I have it with, but it means that I can't drink for the whole day because I've got to have my car readily available.
How far apart?
It's, like, not far, like 15-minute drive.
Could you walk that, though, technically? 50-minute drive, what's that? 50-minute
walk? On Christmas Day, though.
Yeah, but then you can have a drink, couldn't you?
I could do. It's a good shout.
Just trying to help.
Thank you.
All right. Anything to help. Right. So, well, you're doing geeky gadgety stuff for us.
Yes.
So, what have you found?
Okay. Well, geeky. I've got an app first that, like, you could potentially play on Christmas Day with your family.
Yep.
Ooh. I don't know if anyone's heard of, like, the Impossible Test app thing before. It's basically a massive gimmick where you, like, get asked to do impossible things, which get harder and harder as you kind of go in on the app.
So, like Brexit, then?
Yeah, that's the last level.
Yeah. Right,
last
you get
level,
all
Brexit
all
level.
All the other ones. And suddenly you're like, right, Brexit, oh God.
And that's when you fail, and that's where it comes impossible. Yeah. It's a Christmas version of the app that they've released.
Okay.
It's stuff like pick the left-handed gloves and they'll be like upside down and you don't know like what one is like left-handed, so you have to like use your brain quite a lot. And it could be like fun to do with your family.
Give me another, so that's one example. Left-handed glove picking up.
Well, it's like you'll have like a list, you'll have like a row of gloves.
Yeah.
Some will be right-handed, but some will be left-handed, but some will be left-handed and upside down, so you don't know whether they're going to be...
Sorry, are these in the app or are these actual gloves?
No, this is in the app.
Right, because I thought it was just giving you an idea and you had to go and get all the gloves out of the cupboard.
I mean, if you do want to go and get all your gloves out of the cupboard and play the game, then go ahead.
Right.
But this will be funner on like an app. Maybe like with the iPad and your family.
I think it would be funner with actual gloves. I think if you take ideas from that app, which is fine, but then do it in the real world, that's funner.
Well, nobody likes board games anymore, so you might as well go technology.
What? Give me another example of something that's on that app.
They've got stuff with like bobble hats and like, it's really ridiculous things.
Well, go and get the bobble hats from the cupboard.
Yes.
And like, do it for real.
Snowmen with like... carrots and stuff and impossible things to do with carrots and...
sounds like something Damien Green would look at. But then deny.
Incredible.
To be clear.
Oh, it's free. So if you do want to try it, then just give
legal.
It a go anyway.
Yeah. All right. So, and how do you play? Do you all have to have the app on the phone or do you pass the phone around? Is that
I think so, yeah. Or like an iPad maybe. That would be like a...
What a great family British tradition that is.
Well, no
Come on, family, gather round the iPad. It's
well, that's
Christmas.
What I say, like, no one likes board games anymore, apparently. You don't.
No, I bloody don't, and I never liked them. Never mind anymore. But,
so without the iPad.
I don't like that either. I don't want to do that.
You want to watch the Queen's speech.
I don't want to do that either. I would just like to go to sleep.
Please, just give me a break.
Just let me go to sleep.
I have a Polaroid Play 3D pen to talk about.
Well, please talk about it then.
Okay. It looks like a Doctor Who screwdriver
Sonic
thing.
Screwdriver.
But like a more modern version and not as cool because it just draws 3D things. So you basically do your writing and then you can like pick it up and it'll be 3D and you can like trace things and sketch things.
What magic is this? How does that work? Is it like a 3D printer but a pen?
Yeah.
So what
but you
it,
like draw
so what
it and
physically
it's 3D.
Comes out plastic or something? What physically?
I don't know. You can charge it and you have to buy like refillable things, obviously, so that they carry on.
So does it
money.
Squirt out the end?
Yes. And you can get different colours. And it's like, I'm guessing it's like that polystyrene foamy kind of stuff that like solidifies. Do you know what I'm about? You know, like foam, that foam stuff that like squirts out of like aerosol cans?
Right.
It's like that, but it like solidifies.
Yeah.
And then you can like make it 3D and it comes with like tracing things, so you can trace things and make them into a 3D thing.
Right. I mean, I've no idea how it works, but I sort of like the sound of that for novelty.
No, just do it.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
I mean, no.
$29.99.
I mean, I'm interested in writing some words down and then lifting them off the page.
I would like to give it a go, but I'd just rather a normal pen, I think.
Yeah, but then you can't lift them off the page.
And that's just
they're
not really a gadget,
page.
That's just writing. That's just a normal...
Yeah, you can do that. If you'd like to do that, just do it.
Imagine the fun you can have with graffiti. Just, you know, draw a crude drawing.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But then people would just take it off the wall really easily and just pick it up.
What, as opposed to when it's just with ordinary pen, you just rub it off? Anyway, Hayley, so that's £30. I forgot to ask how much the app was, which is crucial. The app's free.
Yeah.
That's no Christmas gift at all then, is it?
Well,
that's a Christmas gift of
a
cheapskate.
It's a Christmas tech adventure
for
your family to go on.
We play, I think it's called Heads Up or Heads Down.
Yeah, that's fun.
What?
That's a popular, what's it called?
I don't know.
Heads Up Charades or something.
And you get the thing on your head.
Yeah. So basically you hold your phone up to your head.
Yeah.
And then it flashes up a word and everyone has to describe it at you.
Right,
or,
so just that game that's existed for years though with a bit of paper.
Yeah, but it's much faster. Or they have to act it out. Like, it might be digging and everyone has to start digging. And you go, yes. And then if they go, if you guess it right, they go, yes. And then you have to do that. That was very visual what you did.
Moving his phone.
You moved
down.
The phone.
Point the phone down at the floor. Yeah. If you can't get it, you point it up.
Yeah.
And then that's really fun. And it also, at the same time, as a bonus, films your family's reaction. Right. To the whole game. And
so
you watch
so
it
not
back.
Only can you play the game, you'll sit around and watch it back later. Something that you've all already seen.
Yeah. Well, no, because you see yourself playing it.
No, but
you
see the other people, don't you?
Yeah, but no, the only person
how
who would
narcissistic
see that view,
and vain can you get?
No, the only
sitting
person,
watching
oh,
yourself guessing
you know
someone
what?
Digging.
I hate you.
Do you know what though? You can get different topics of it, can't you, as well? So you can get like Harry Potter ones.
You could do it with like, a bit of paper and a pen. What's wrong with you lot? Hayley's here. She's reviewing tech stuff for Christmas. What are we going to be talking about next? Give us a little tease.
We're talking about Stormtrooper robots.
Now you're talking. Right. That's all because you can't get them from the cupboard. Not unless you live on the Death Star. Anyway, thank you, Hayley. Hayley's staying with us. She's going to be doing some more work experience punditry. And Andy Zoltzman will be joining us before 3 o'clock as well. It's 2:30 now. There is Toby on Talk Radio with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
A British mother who's been in an Iranian jail for more than 18 months appears to be a step closer to returning to the UK. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe has been informed by her lawyer there that she's been marked as eligible for early release. She's been held in Iran, accused of being a spy, which she's denied. Her husband, Richard Ratcliffe, is pleased things are moving after mounting a massive campaign.
It's not something you expect. We don't go around as a community in Melbourne worrying about this. It was just completely took everybody by surprise. But what was very heartening was how everybody stopped to help each other.
We will try and bring you that clip a little bit later on. The chief of staff of a Tory MP has been cleared of raping a woman in his boss's Westminster office at Southwark Crown Court. Samuel Armstrong works for MP for South Thanet, Craig McKinley. He's always maintained the sex was consensual. Two former police officers have been referred to the data protection watchdog after leaking details about porn found on Damian Green's parliamentary computer. He was sacked as first Secretary of State yesterday after it emerged he'd lied about not knowing about it. And it looks like Toys R Us will avoid going into administration as the Pensions Lifeboat says it'll back a restructuring plan. The retailer wants to close 26 stores with the loss of 500 jobs, but nearly 3,000 will be saved. Your weather, misty, mild and murky for most of England and Wales. Some rain in Northern Ireland, northwest and eastern England. Drier and brighter in Scotland, highs of 12 Celsius.
There's a pensions lifeboat.
Yes. I have to confess, when I saw that, I was like, really? But yeah.
A pensions lifeboat.
A lifeboat made out of pensioners.
I don't think it's made out of pensioners, no. Yeah.
Is it crewed by pensioners?
It keeps them afloat.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's bad taste calling it that.
Do you?
Yes, because...
What would you like to call
well,
it?
Well, I'll tell you for why. Because famously, the plunderer of the famous pension fund that belonged to the Daily Mirror Group, Robert Maxwell, fell off his yacht and drowned. So are they calling it a pension lifeboat as a sort of in-joke? To mock him, the thief.
I wish I could give you the origins of the term.
But that's plausible, though, isn't it?
I mean, from your... theory, I would say
it is
not impossible, perhaps unlikely.
Well, you say that, but why otherwise would they call it?
Because it's keeping the pensions afloat. Yeah.
Yeah, but so would a rubber ring.
So well, that doesn't really have the same ring to it.
Well, literally.
Rubber ring.
Thank you.
It does have a ring to it, but not the same ring.
A Lilo.
It could be a pensions Lilo, I suppose.
They would have called
it
that.
Stanley's Lilo.
Pensions
from
boy.
I'm a celebrity.
A dolphin. Sometimes dolphins come to rescue people that are...
Yeah, but they don't float, do they? They're underwater a lot of the time, so that wouldn't be such a good idea.
All right, then.
Pensions.
Rubber duck.
Yeah.
Corpse.
I mean,
ice cream in a, do in a corpses, soft drink.
Do corpses. Bloated ones do.
Right. Yeah.
So...
But if you say the pension corpse...
Also...
Oh, yeah, it gives the wrong message.
Also,
yeah.
Sometimes even lifeboats sink, don't they? So that's...
Yeah,
that's
well...
a danger, isn't it? I mean, is there anything that you know 100% all the time will float, no matter what the circumstance?
A turd in a pool. The pension's turd in a pool.
Yeah. The pension's floater.
Okay, I think we reached the end of that conversation, didn't we?
Thank you very much, Toby. Toby's going to be with us throughout the afternoon. He'll be back with today's edition of Bonus News around about 3:30. Today it's...
Vegetable
news. Thanks. So that's going to be happening in around an hour. Andy Zaltzman will be joining us very shortly to plug something or other he's doing. More geeky, gadgety tech stuff from Hayley the Work Experience on the way first, though.
Get ready for a proper Christmas cracker. Talk Radio's funniest moments of 2017. Remember when Paul Ross's trousers fell down whilst he was interviewing the Shadow Minister for Fisheries? Remember when Julia Hartley Brewer punched a police horse outside the Houses of Parliament? Remember when George Galloway threw Donald Trump's golf clubs off a ferry in the Firth of Clyde? It's fails, funnies and fake news as Talk Radio presents the 2017 Compendium of Catastrophe. It's the ultimate seasonal selection of your favourite radio station's best bundles, bloopers and belly laughs. Talk Radio's funniest moments of 2017. Christmas Day from 5 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed we shall, and indeed we are talking geeky, gadgety stuff. Hayley is our work experience. She's reviewing the stuff for us. Last minute Christmas ideas. So far, an app.
And a pen.
A pen.
So tech and gadgety.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you were just telling us how you feel a bit hungover.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
It's all right. No one minds. It's, right. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas
time. Don't worry
time.
About it. Don't worry about it.
You have to take advantage of the free bars.
Yes, you do. So, what next?
Oh, I was talking about Stormtrooper robots.
Yes.
So if you have £299.99 just lying about in your bank account...
I have exactly that much lying around in my bank account.
Then you need to buy this Stormtrooper robot.
I mean, I'm tempted from the name alone, but what is it, life-size? What is it?
It's got AR recognition.
Yeah.
I don't think it's life-size.
Okay.
I think it's, like, quite small. A bit smaller than a normal Stormtrooper, but...
It'll fit you, John.
Mm, very good. So in that sense, it is
You're
my...
looking around like, so it's my size.
It's my life size.
It's a John-sized Stormtrooper.
All right.
And it's got, like, facial recognition.
So have I.
With, like, AR. So the robot can tell...
AR?
AR.
Or AI?
AR.
What's AR?
I don't know, but it's definitely AR.
AIIO.
AI, I know what AI is.
AI is the artificial intelligence.
But AR?
No, AR is like...
Artificial recognition. Recognition.
Oh, right, okay, fine.
Like so, ANPR. Artificial number plate recognition.
Okay.
Yeah, that. And it's got... So basically, it can store in its like memory, because it's got a brain, because it's a robot.
Yeah.
Up to like three different faces. So if you're not like one of those faces that it can see,
it
will tell you to like get out of someone's room, or like it's good if you're a kid and you don't want your parents coming in.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a parent, which I am, by the way, and my child said, there's a Stormtrooper robot in my room and it would tell you to get out, I would go in the room if I needed to and I'd ignore the robot. Unless, of course, it was, you know, properly armed.
All in the brain of children, though.
Yeah.
It's like putting
true.
A lock on a diary. Like,
yeah,
that's not
you sound
gonna
like
work,
you
is
sound
it?
Like someone who's broken into a diary.
Oh yeah, who hasn't?
You've broken into whose diary?
Yeah, but it's like
your
childhood diary. I don't have a brother or sister.
Oh.
You have to go for your friends.
You've broken into your friend's diary.
But it's when you're very like tiny and you try and guess the codes on them. Like, but they're quite easy to unlock anyway.
It's like the doors here, the so-called security doors here. I probably shouldn't be saying this, but honestly, you're supposed to put your card against the door to open it. If you just give it a good push, all the doors open anyway.
Oh, that's fine then.
It's ridiculous.
Nice and secure at Talk Radio.
Yeah. Come in, everyone.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
It also has an app, though, so you can play, like, games with it.
Right.
So you can play games with your Stormtrooper.
Does it do anything? I mean, does it walk?
Yeah. But I don't know how. Maybe that's through the app, but it definitely walks, because I saw a video.
Wow.
I mean, you'd think so for £300.
I want it to do more than just recognise a face for that, yeah. Does it speak? Does it...
No.
Does it take
as far as I know. Mm. But also, like, it's not going to shoot you straight away, is it? Like, it's not got, like, the power to, like... it's not got the power to shoot you.
Yeah, but I'd want it to shoot people I'd programmed it to shoot. That seems reasonable.
I can imagine.
All right. How much was that? £300?
Yes.
It's too much.
I think that's too much, but it, like I said, if you've got it lying around, something to spend your money on, isn't it? Give it a go.
Right. Well, there's. I mean, what you've done is brought us a variety of technical Christmas gifts. Is there any more, or was that it?
That's it.
Okay, that's fine. That's plenty. So we've got a £300 Stormtrooper, a pen that costs £30 but can draw in 3D, and a free app.
But if you're buying your £300 Stormtrooper now, it's going to be more money because you have to pay for, like, next day delivery or something.
You would at this late stage of the game. You're absolutely right. Are you all sorted for your Christmas
present? I'm all good.
Are you?
So, apart from my nan.
Oh.
My nan's
would
the
you like
only
a Stormtrooper?
Nans are so hard to buy for.
Stormtrooper.
Yeah, I'll just buy a Stormtrooper. She'll be happy with that.
Yeah. There you go, nan. I'll stay out of your room. All right, Hayley, look, have a lovely Christmas, Hayley.
You too.
Thank you very much. I hope the hangover goes away.
Have a good one.
It's lovely to see you. We'll see you in the new year. Hayley there, bringing us work experience punditry from the point of view of a work experience, because that's what she is. Right, it's 20 to 3. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's Traffic and Travel on the way. And then Andy Zaltzman will be joining us to flog something or other that he's up to. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
These people give their right arms to have a turkey like that.
Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas.
We'll get you talking.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Budweiser, Corona and Coors for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18 plus ends 24th of December.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting Crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 at 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 at 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
Ready? After three. One, two, three. Pull! Yeah!
This Saturday, there'll be 200 extra Lotto winners of £20,000 in the Lotto Christmas Raffle. Make sure you've all got your tickets for this Saturday. Lotto, who wins if you win? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Severe delays on the M6 in Cheshire northbound. It's queuing from junction 17 at Sandbach up towards 19 at Knutsford after an accident in the roadworks. It's been taking around 2 hours to get through. In East Yorkshire, the A63 is closed in both directions between Brough and South Cave after a lorry got stuck by the bridge. In Leicestershire, the M1's queuing northbound between junction 23A for the A42 and 25 for the Nottingham turnoff in the roadworks section. And in Hampshire, the M3 is slow moving southbound towards junction 9 for the A34 because of an accident. I'm Alan Joyce.
My sister and I are run of our feet all year round at our florist, and Christmas is no different. As our families tuck into mince pies, we're still juggling orders and thinking about next year's plans. Luckily for us, our holly wreaths have sold so fast that we're going to need more staff to keep up next year. I suppose I could ask Santa, but maybe I'll talk to Lloyds Bank instead.
We understand small businesses don't pack up for Christmas, so we don't either. Lloyds Bank. Whatever your next step, we'll be by your side.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, very good afternoon to you for just joining us. Much going on today, of course. We know now that the Toys R Us future, they're not closing as many stores as they said they were going to be closing. That's in the news today. Damien Green, as we've been talking about, also, of course, has resigned himself to being sacked by Theresa May, the Prime Minister. There's a lot going on in the news today. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Well, many people can't. And it's all right, because we're here to help, because we take the news, no matter how complicated it is, and render it easy to understand by analysing it uniquely, I think, using short-form Oriental verse. Drill down into the news, and what do you find? That's right, a set number of syllables that make the most complex issue relatively simple. It's the news in haikus.
Imagine losing your job because you don't know how to browse privately.
That's the gist of it. The news in haikus. And we promise you hot guest action, and we deliver as usual. Andy Zaltzman is here. Hello, Andy Zaltzman.
Hello.
Always lovely to see you. I kind of think we maybe see each other maybe twice a year.
Yeah.
You know, usually when you're plugging something. but it's always my annual dip into cricket. Because as you know, right, we've had this conversation many times. Yes. I know nothing of cricket. You've tried to teach me in the past.
Yes.
And tell me how it's interesting. But obviously on your PR bump,
right,
that I get, you are regarded as one of the funniest, most distinctive voices in the cricket media.
Right. I mean, PR bump has to be taken with a gallon of salt. Given that it's not exactly been put through many objectivity machines. But,
but it's true, though, isn't it? You are a sort of go-to cricket buff now. But not necessarily finding it funny at the moment, probably.
No, tragedy plus time, isn't it? That's the old equation. And we need a few more weeks to process that. It's not so much that England lost the Ashes as they lost the entire concept of dignity. It's been a tough time. And it's even worse sitting up through the night watching your prospects of not feeling entirely fatigued for the foreseeable future disappear along with English cricket.
Do you feel more when it's in Australia? When it's you have to stay up at night to watch it. Do you feel more let down than you would if it was just on during the day?
I think so. Yeah, I mean,
you put some effort in. That's the point.
Yeah, there's some kind of chemical imbalance in the brain at 4 a.m. watching cricket that causes a particularly sharp form of distress.
Well, look,
I've got a haiku for you though.
Oh, please do.
Yep. Japan's emperor deposed atop Mount Fuji. That was a haiku.
That's very strong. That's very, very strong. Thank you very much. That should be a new thing. The guests have to bring a haiku.
Right, there we go.
It's great that not all the guests would be happy with that.
No. We've had some people around here who go, what's a haiku?
Yeah.
I can't see that one out of S Club 7 doing it, can you? someone else to write it for. As you know, we do not labour under any kind of illusion around here. We know that you're here to flog something.
Yes.
We should talk about that. That's fine. The listeners expect it.
Okay, right. It's flog away.
We're talking Soho Theatre, London,
yes,
and then a national tour.
Yes. Okay. So I'm on doing my review of the year show at Soho Theatre, which is called Andy Zaltzman's 2017, The Certifiable History. And that is on until the 6th of January, with a few days off for Christmas.
Like a panto.
And it's basically a panto, but with just me and some help from Alice Fraser, the Australian comedian,
who's
been on the Bugle podcast with me recently. No pantomime cows, I know, because a lot of people are allergic to pantomime cows at this time of year.
Pantomime's getting a bit of a bad rub this time of year. Have you seen this year's? Because obviously all of the, everyone offended by everything, snowflake stuff.
Yes.
Right. Now, pantomimes, I read the thing the other day about it, because it's against cross-dressing or something. This ancient tradition of pantomime. Yes. But now it's in the firing line of, you know.
Really? So you can't, like, self-identify as a pantomime dame
apparently
anymore.
Not. No, not without it being a
what
genuine...
What is the world coming to?
Yeah, I know. You can't... I don't know. I got confused in about the third paragraph.
Yeah.
But that's a thing now.
I mean, I find there's lots of scientific holes in the plots often, and that the beanstalk is genetic modification gone mad, as far as I'm concerned. That's not the future of agriculture.
Ditto the golden egg, presumably, is a, you know, that's kind of battery farming.
Well, it's very, very
degree.
Hard to digest, aside from anything else.
So this is, as you say, it's kind of a roundup of the year then.
It's a roundup of the year, it's clearly been, it's a difficult year to round up. There's been, too many events, as you were just saying before, there's too much news, so I've come to the conclusion, I look back to 1317, which, and of course this has been the 700th anniversary of 1317, I mean, celebrations around the world to mark it. There were, according to no less a source than Wikipedia, there were four events in 1317, and I think that is really the maximum the world should allow itself in any year. It would make the planet a lot happier.
Yeah.
If only four things happened. So I'm trying to find the four things that we
that could be significant.
Yeah.
If you were going to edit Wikipedia down, basically, to that.
So in 700 years, what four things will people look at this year?
What did happen in 1317 that was...
There was quite a good story in Sweden where the a Swedish king imprisoned two of his brothers just before Christmas and starved them to death, which is, you know, I mean, you might think you have awkward family Christmases, but there's not a patch on that. So that was a...
Yeah.
And the Pope banned alchemy. That was another big thing.
Right.
So it was a disappointing year for the alchemists.
Yeah. How were they looking into 1318, not knowing what they would do?
I don't know, share prices tumbled, I think. So, yeah.
But I think that you're right, though, because it seemed for a moment this year, didn't it, certainly politically, that there was one thing after another. And by the time that, you know, we'd got, not even got used to, by the time we'd even announced the news that had happened, the story had moved on. There was another person resigning or being fired or being touched inappropriately or whatever it might be. And it's just, it's been relentless. But I don't know whether I feel like I say that at the end of every year, really. But this year, I don't know.
Well, it's more so, I think.
Yeah.
More facts this year than... overall than ever before in the world.
Yeah.
That's just one of them.
But, that's true.
It's just increasing number of facts.
Do you find yourself having to kind of boy... Because presumably you're not on stage for 24 hours.
No.
You're not doing Mark Watson.
No, I'm doing, 1 hour.
Yeah. So you've got to distill it down somehow.
Yeah, and it's quite hard to distill an entire global year down into one. So there are some things that are missing out.
Yeah.
But hopefully it's still
and
funny.
Is this still audience interaction-y as well?
Not so much. Okay. But the nationwide tour that you mentioned that begins on the 13th in Southport and then Salford the day after that at the Lowry. That is my Satirist for Hire show where people can email in with whatever they want and I take last minute orders during the gig. So that's the interactive stuff.
And how did you? Because last time I think we spoke, you were either just you'd done it. Had you done it in Edinburgh, or were you just about to? I can't remember because you'd already done some of them. I know.
Yes.
And you were, and obviously we were talking about how the interaction would work. Was it? Because I know you're kind of experimenting with it at first.
Yeah.
Roaring success though, clearly, because it sold out in Edinburgh, didn't it? And
It partially sold out.
Says on your PR bump.
Really? I mean, that's another thing in PR bump. Sold out. I mean, it can be just you sold out one seat. it sell out some shows, but not all shows.
All
but
right.
It sold well enough.
Yes,
it sold,
of course.
I was happy with the sales.
And fair enough.
Didn't smash any box office records. It wasn't, you know, Ricky Gervais. But, it went well. People seemed to enjoy it.
Good. So, and did you find the interaction did come as you asked for it, though?
Yes.
But, I mean, how much of it was usable? Because, obviously, when you get social media involved and people who are just out, you know, often, as we find from sitting here, it's either unbroadcastable, unusable, unreadable, or spelt so you can't even read it.
Well, it's mostly people emailing me in advance of the show to the show's email address, which, if anyone is coming, is satirizethis@satiristforhire.com.
There
so it's... it's slightly more precise than social media. And then I take, as people are entering the venue or before the show, I sort of go out with a clipboard like a waiter and take requests for issues and then try and find some humour in those things. So, it's fun. People seem to enjoy it. It's different every time. And,
Yeah, I wanted to apologise to you about something, by the way.
Go on, man.
Because in the past, right, because you and I have had our photographs taken together.
Yes.
In the past.
And yes.
We've talked about this as well. And there's been... Your microphone broke there. Spin it.
I've seen that. Slowly yeah. going.
It's like your head was following it around.
That's right. And as the producer of the show, I really should have done something, but it was just sort of... Enticingly beautiful to watch, just slowly, and then it just collapsed.
Gravity won, Zoltzman nil.
So the photo... Basically, because you look a bit like Art Garfunkel.
Yes.
And I'm tiny, like Paul Simon.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a photograph taken as Art Simon Garfunkel before in a weird sort of way.
Yes.
But when It came out, right, I got a photo of you off my phone that I have, where you look particularly like Pennywise the Clown.
Oh, right, okay. Right?
And I tweeted that at you. Right.
Yes.
And then you studiously ignored it. And I thought, right. Oh God, I hope he's not insulted. Perhaps he's just.
Like... I've had worse.
So I want to apologise in case the clown. Oh, right.
No, I think
the clown.
I'm not sure I saw that actually.
Oh well, fair enough. That's polite of you to say now.
Traumatic cricket experience.
I once watched a documentary about the Leighton Live shows in Edinburgh Fringe, which I think you featured on, and you just had to stand there taking heckles for quite a while.
About my appearance. Yeah, that's... I mean, Leighton Live is this kind of bear pit show that kicks off at about 1 or 1:30 a.m, run through till people have just fallen asleep in their chairs, basically, at about 4. And, yeah, there were times it could get quite boisterous. It was... not somewhere to try your experimental, delicate, arty stand-up, but just basically exchange haranguing abuse with the audience. So that was had a certain energy to it.
Yeah, a lot. But some would say that'd be easier than crafting the fine work that you do ordinarily. Yeah, this could be.
Well, yes. I mean, abuse is always it's route one comedy, but it works. always has and always will.
Yeah, it's funny how social media though has become the new heckling for absolutely everybody now.
Yes,
it used to be that comics on stage would have to deal with it, but now everybody in public life has to get it, but in written form.
Yes.
And it's not going away, and everyone else can see
it. It's there in eternity. It's basically the 21st century equivalent of shouting at traffic without having to make the effort of going outdoors to do it. One of my best heckles I ever received was a year after the event. I was in the Pleasance Courtyard in Edinburgh during the festival one year, and this guy shouted out at me, he said, "Oh, he's Zoltzman," and I turned around thinking maybe someone I knew, and this guy walked over and he said, "I saw your show last year, and to be honest, I didn't think it was up to much," and I just walked off. So there must be a statute of limitations.
Yeah, that's,
on that's too much, isn't it? A year later?
Disheartening, yeah. It's just, and I like the way he built that up.
Yeah.
It's sort of 365 days of pent up
stewing
frustration.
On it, yeah.
And that's what he had. in terms of what else you're doing as well, because you mentioned The Bugle, but of course that's, you know, continuing to be a huge success in podcast form.
I relaunched just over a year ago so I did it for years with John Oliver.
No idea what happened to him.
He didn't have time for it anymore because things aren't going too well for him.
No, it's a shame.
Settle down and go get a regular 9-to-5 job. So I relaunched it with other rotating guest co-hosts from various corners of the globe, and it's been doing all right.
Well, look, we're out of time, frankly, because someone just told me that in my ear.
Right.
So that's how I know. But lovely to see you as ever.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Andy, and your Christmas plan, working or any time off at all?
Well, I've got a few days off to see my children.
Good.
And wait excitedly for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Last year, the reindeers left a unwanted deposit on the roof of our car. or at least that's what I told my children after some strategic application of some unwanted chocolate cake.
Good work.
So they're unfortunately reaching the age where that no longer convinces them.
I see, yeah. Well, you know, scale it up a bit. Look, they've done it on the end of your bed. well, look, as I say, lovely to see you. So, give us the date. Soho Theatre is
from now until the 23rd, then the 28th to the 30th, and the 2nd to the 6th of January.
And then
nationwide tour,
and then
the
on tour,
13th of January up to the beginning of March.
There you go, Andy Zoltzman. There, thank you very much indeed. In the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you the big debate, of course, and there will be a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare, mostly a visual first-person shoot 'em up adapted for the radio. It's where you get to shoot terrorists, leave innocent bystanders alone, and then get attacked by people from the news. That's basically what happens. Anyway, that's before 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. The news is on the way.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Some Santa chat and quality poultry.
Talk Radio.
Let's talk turkey.
This Christmas, the classic bear from Darkest Peru is back.
Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, get ready for Marmalade, Mishaps and Mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington Takes the Test by Michael Bond. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. As Paddington returns to the big screen, you can read all about his new adventures in Paddington 2, The Story of the Movie. Available now in all good bookshops and online.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Carling, Bex and Stella for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last, 18+.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
Go, come on!
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win £1 million.
£1 million?
Yeah, on the Sun's new Sun 6 game. Get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me! Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun 6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6. Sun 6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house a party was stirring, good times paramount. I made my way to the fridge with some care in hope that some Strongbow dark fruit would be there. Then I exclaimed with a shout and a hoot, dark fruit to all, and to all a dark fruit.
Strongbow dark fruit, the original dark fruit cider with crisp apple taste and juicy blackcurrants. Drink aware for the facts. Please drink responsibly.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
I don't know, it's kind of lacking in a Christmas theme.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ho, ho, ho!
Talk Radio.
At just after 3, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Toby with the latest news.
Coming up, Zaghari Ratcliffe closing on return. Thousands of Toys R Us jobs saved. And Damian Green tail twists again.
Talk Radio.
It's emerged the British mother, holed up in an Iranian jail for over 18 months, has been marked eligible for early release. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe's husband says they're hoping to have her home by Christmas. She's been held after being accused as being a spy, which she's denied. Husband Richard Ratcliffe says it's a surprising and positive piece of news.
I'm probably a bit cautious as to see just how positive, but Nazanin yesterday was visited by her lawyer, and her lawyer said that on the database, it now marks her case as being eligible for release before it said she was a closed case, and that's happened in the last couple of days.
A deal has been reached which could save 3,000 jobs at Toys R Us. The company was likely to go into administration, but an agreement with the Pensions Protection Fund means only 26 stores will close. All of its shops will open as normal until the spring. Customers can carry on shopping online too. A Conservative MP's chief of staff has wiped tears from his eyes as he was acquitted of rape. Samuel Armstrong was accused of attacking a parliamentary worker in his boss Craig McKinley's Westminster office. The 24-year-old insisted they had consensual sex after a night drinking in October last year. It's unlikely that a decision on who will replace Damian Green as First Secretary of State will be made today. He was forced to resign for giving misleading statements about claims pornography was found on a computer in his office. The Financial Times political editor George Parker told Talk Radio's John Holmes, Green's career would have been fine if he'd just told the truth.
People close to Damian Green can't quite understand why he did it, because in the end he was likely to be found out, and if you're a minister and you don't tell the truth, you can be sacked. Probably if he'd been sort of upfront about it at the beginning and said, look, they did find this, we got on the computer somehow, I've no idea how, so what's it got to do with you, it was legal, why don't you just bog off?
Meanwhile, two former officers who leaked the porn discovery have now been reported to the Data Protection Watchdog. And England will host the Commonwealth Games for the first time in 20 years when it's held in Birmingham in 2022. It replaces Durban in South Africa.
Here's a question. Okay. They've been reported to the what watchdog?
The Data Protection Watchdog.
So why did Data Protection get a watchdog, but the pensions people get a lifeboat? We talked about the pensions lifeboat.
Yes, we did. Yes,
so they've
got
a lifeboat.
Yeah.
Data Protection have a watchdog.
Yes.
Which would you prefer if the choice between a lifeboat and a watchdog?
I see them being
They're not
roles.
They're not natural bedfellows.
They're different roles, aren't they?
It depends on the context, because if you were at sea. You don't want a dog.
You don't want you don't want to keep data protection afloat, because then it would be easier for those wanting to breach the data protection safe, shall we call it, to do so. Whereas the pension protections, you want to be, you know, kept afloat so that
so the dog is there to guard
the data, yes.
And a lifeboat is there
to keep the pensions
to rescue
afloat.
The pensioners. Yes. I see. That doesn't make sense. It is a dog. Why not? Because there's better things that guard things than dogs.
Yeah, but watchdogs can be pretty good.
Yeah, but
they,
if you had something like a hydra.
What is a hydra?
You know, isn't it the creature, the mythological creature that guarded the gates of hell?
Oh, I see.
Like a three-headed
snake. Well, yeah, but
snake.
That's mythological, so you know, you'd have to believe in that for it to be an issue for you.
You're not telling me the data protection watchdog is an actual dog.
No.
I mean, that's mythological.
Up. Imagine if you turned up and somebody wanting to get some data, and somebody said, well, you better be wary because there's a hydra. If you didn't believe it, you'd be like, well, it doesn't really matter. I don't believe in that. Whereas if you did, imagine if it put you off this mythological thing.
Yeah, but the watchdog isn't a watchdog. It's not real.
It's a watchdog in it, not necessarily as a dog, but I don't think the lifeboat... I don't think
that's all, not a real lifeboat.
I don't think all pensions are sat on a boat either.
Exactly. Well,
it's
apart
a
from the ones that Robert
use.
Maxwell stole and went on his yacht with.
It's a phrase we use that describes something accurately.
Well, not that...
Not literally, but accurately.
Doesn't matter.
It gives you an idea as what they do.
Toby's got the weather now. Here's the weather, look.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Did you just say look? I can't just look.
I mean, you can look out of the window.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit grey here, but that doesn't tell people the national weather, which is what it says.
I bet it's grey everywhere.
Do you think? Well, my weather is now looking forward to this evening.
Hold on then.
And it will be dry for most tonight. Cloudy and mild too.
Yeah.
Rain in Wales and southwest England, though. Lows of 2 Celsius north of the border, but 6 in the south.
Thank you, Toby. And now here's Alex Dibble with the pre-recorded report.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Well, they're bottom of the Premier League, only have 12 points and are now managerless. But caretaker boss Leon Britton insists Swansea can avoid relegation.
Of course, there's going to be people that write us off. That's natural, we're bottom of the league, you understand that. But I think last year people done the same and was able to get out of it. So we've got to kind of use that experience, keep the belief. And we can do it.
Britton's ruled himself out of replacing Paul Clements on a permanent basis after he was sacked last night. A blow for Burnley heading into the busy Christmas period. Defender James Tarkowski will miss the games against Spurs, Manchester United and Huddersfield. He's received a 3-match ban for elbowing Brighton's Glenn Murray. And there are fears Andy Murray's behind schedule in his bid to play the Australian Open. He had earmarked the Brisbane International on New Year's Eve as the tournament to make his comeback, saying his plan was to head down under very early. But he's still in the UK, having not played competitively since Wimbledon due to a hip injury. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Alex Dibble. And Toby with the news. The big debate is on the way on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Damian Green is not the only politician to make the news today, because we also learn from yesterday's Brexit Parliamentary Committee convening environment meeting that Michael Gove, he's the Environment Secretary, for now, wants us to be more patriotic about cheese. That's what he said. He didn't add the word grommet at the end, but he should have done, shouldn't he, there? Regard to Brexit, I think we should all be more patriotic about cheese, Gromit. Gromit, who is, of course, the committee chairman, just rolled his eyes and carried on reading his newspaper. Gove was talking about the fact that Ramoners have been Ramoning that the price of a pile of cheese could increase by 40% post-Brexit due to trade tariffs. And if and Wensleydale that happens, thank you, cheese lovers would go emmental. Becoming very angry that Brexit certainly when it comes to cheese, hasn't been handled carefully enough. I mean, I admire Gove. When all around is crumbling like a crumbling cheese, Brexit, the cabinet, the world of North Korea, the world, the cold wind blowing the way of war from Russia, the economy, the threat of predatory gropes, James Corden appearing in everything, all of these terrible things, I'm glad that it's cheese that's been bothering Gove. Michael Gove putting his Play-Doh accident face into the cheesy sand. The cheesy sandwich. His face is like a cheese sandwich that's melted. Anyway, on the line is Donnie. Good afternoon, Donnie.
Hiya.
Hiya, Donnie. How are you?
I'm nippy. How are you?
All right, thank you very much indeed. Now, you've called in to complain about giblets, is that right?
Literally, you took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, right. Definitely.
Yeah, what is it about a giblet?
You have to keep saying it. Oh, it's awful. What a horrible little thing.
Well... tell me what it is that you don't like about the giblets.
Oh, it's the innards. I mean, you eat a turkey or a chicken or whatever for the meat.
Yes.
You don't want the rest of it going, oh, it's foul, it makes the skin crawl.
Yeah.
I don't want to be gagging on a chicken's giblets over the Christmas table. It's horrifying.
Right, so...
If you ask me, they should just be completely eradicated.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Should we be breeding... And I know they were trying to do this in Sweden. Should we be breeding turkeys and chickens, but turkeys in this instance, with no guts at all? Just empty birds, right?
Just the meat strutting about.
That's
all we need, isn't it?
But
over a light bulb and it would form just like any other kind of meat would.
Yeah, okay. So would you fill the hole left by the giblets should you breed birds with no guts?
We may as well just put the stuffing in there straight away. Imagine how nice that would taste after a chicken, its whole life.
Yeah.
And the stuffing's just been,
in there. Yeah.
It'd be great.
All right. Okay, well, look, stay on the
line. Stuffing eggs.
Stay on the line for me, Donnie. I want to bring in the Reverend Lionel Crapping, who's called the show to talk about this. Good afternoon, Reverend.
Oh, good afternoon, John, and good afternoon, Con, and good afternoon, Kerry. Good afternoon, Con.
Good afternoon,
and is Dennis still there?
We haven't seen him for a while, I don't know.
No, and good afternoon to everyone in the Talk Radio, and of course, good afternoon to both your listeners.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed.
Yes.
So you've listened.
John, oh, shut, yes, come on.
Listening to Donnie there, who is very much against giblets.
Good afternoon, Donnie.
Hiya.
Would you, Reverend, be of the mind to be a giblet apologist? Are you a fan of the giblet? Or would you like to see the giblets...
where would we be without our own giblet?
Yeah.
Number one.
Well, hospital...
Right. And also, it's not that big a deal, I find, dealing with the giblets. Yeah. If you need to empty a bird, and I've emptied a few in my time, I find that just clamping my lips over the parson's nose, a few short exhalations like this, and... It comes out like a party blower, like at the other end, John.
So that's your idea to blow out
a party.
Sorry, just stop you. So if you were going to blow out a bird's giblets,
yes,
you'd.
If I was, John, because you know I took an oath a long time ago.
Yes, let's talk about.
But I do think about it, and John, who needs tinsel?
Addicts?
Yes. Empty birds?
Yes. What would you put in a bird if its giblets were gone? That's the question.
There's almost nothing I wouldn't put in a bird.
Donnie, could you come back into this conversation? Because I wonder what you're thinking. Should turkeys be encouraged to hand in their own giblets? Could they be trained to say, right, I'll remove my own giblets, Donnie, and I'm going to go to the police station, no questions asked, I'm going to hand them over to a policeman and waddle away. Is that acceptable?
Empty bird.
All right. Let Donnie...
Donnie, I don't see why they can't go to a centre.
Right. Okay. But are the government doing enough, Donny, or is there silence on giblets? Does that speak volumes?
Well, the government could be doing more, but, and I'm just going to say it, religion's got too much involvement in the government, which is why the Reverend, the Reverend Honourable on my left is...
Good afternoon.
...the idea that giblets should remain.
Yeah. Mm. Damien Green has had to resign today. You've been hearing this, because he has apparently been looking at some ladies' giblets on his computer, hasn't he? But he's denied it, of course. But I wonder whether perhaps there is too much. Are giblets too easily available, certainly for the young now? You know, and anybody could, you can actually, you're only one mouse click away from looking at giblets. And I wonder whether we should...
I do agree, John, actually, that I think we should try to keep giblets a bit special. Just as emptying a bird out should be a special experience. You know, when you've got your hand right in there and you're pulling until it all comes out. That should be a special experience. I emptied a bird out last night, John.
In time for Christmas?
In a way, it was a very emptying experience.
Yeah.
I felt empty afterwards.
Yeah.
I was. I mean, technically, I...
Donnie can't think of anything worse. I want to talk about, coming to the end of this, but the figures. The government has said 40,000 more giblets by 2018. That was in the budget, of course. We don't know how they're going to pay for it, though, Donnie, do we? We're not convinced about that. So, presumably, this is something you didn't vote for, Donny, anyway.
I refuse to vote on religious principles anyway, I take myself away from that. Giblets, there's enough of them out there because there's so many farmers out there that refuse to have the giblets removed from birth anyway.
Yeah.
If a light bulb, there's only 2 million chickens and turkeys in this world are raised through light bulbs. So their giblets are already gone, but you've got to think of the rest of them.
Right.
10 million turkeys are killed each Christmas to feed Christmas. Just in the UK, that's the population of Portugal as turkeys.
Yeah.
So think how many giblets there are.
There are.
What about
spilling...
Turkey? What's the population of Turkey?
Oh, about 6 or 7, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
There's a fair few of them. There's a good couple of them.
Reverend, Donnie just called you a racist, I think.
Yes, and I am, I suppose, in my way. But
Final point,
John. If you're going to empty a bird, do it always with some semblance of love.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's good. Thank you very much. Donny, could you just sum up the debate for me in one word?
Cucumber.
Thank you. Reverend Lionel Crapping.
Total manual evacuation.
Thank you very much. Indeed, and there we are. It's that time of year, but do we need giblets? I mean, what's the point? Should we be breeding turkeys with no guts at all? And then you could just fill the hollow turkeys with other things that people like chocolates and James Corden. Oh, no, things people like. Anyway, what do you think? Get in touch, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got motorway bridge supports and hammers. Why do we need giblets? I'm John Holmes. That was Talk Radio and that was The Big Debate.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas! When do we get paid?
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7. On Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend. With outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7. On Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Go, come on!
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win £1 million.
£1 million?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun 6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh, no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me!
Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun 6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6.
Sun 6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house a party was stirring, good times paramount. I made my way to the fridge with some care in hope that some Strongbow dark fruit would be there. Then I exclaimed with a shout and a hoot, dark fruit to all, and to all a dark fruit.
Strongbow Dark Fruit, the original dark fruit cider with crisp apple taste and juicy blackcurrants. Drink aware for the facts. Please drink responsibly.
Two helpings of turkey, roast potatoes, Christmas pudding, mince pies, wine and chocolate. If the indulgence of Christmas gives you heartburn and indigestion, get dual relief with Gaviscon Double Action. It gets to work instantly and lasts up to twice as long as antacids. Gaviscon Double Action. Always read the label.
At Tesco Mobile, we've got some cracking six-month half-price winter deals to warm you up. Get the Moto G5 for only £6.69 a month, or a Samsung A3 for just £9.37 a month. And because they're on anytime upgrade flex, you can change your tariff down or up at any time. Pop in store or go online. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Half price on months 2 to 7 of a 30-month airtime contract ends January 28th. Requires 30-month credit agreement. 0% APR representative with Tesco Mobile Limited. Next bill for new tariff. T's and C's at TescoMobile.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in South Yorkshire, we are seeing some very slow traffic due to an earlier accident on the M1. That is affecting you northbound. That's between Junction 36 for Birdwell and Junction 37 for Barnsley. All lanes there have been reopened, but delays are still remaining for you. And elsewhere in Hampshire, we have one lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident with four vehicles involved. It's on the M3 travelling southbound. That's between Junction 8 and Junction 9 for the Winnall roundabout. I'm Sammy Jolo.
At the Co-op, pick up two packs of crumbly Co-op Stilton, irresistible cheddar or creamy French brie for just £4. Now that's something for everyone. Christmas is coming together at the Co-op. Co-op Stilton 300 grams, irresistible cheddar 340 grams and French brie 300 grams. Subject to availability. See participating stores for details. Offer ends 3rd of January 2018.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, how exciting is this part of the show? This is new. It won't work very well, but it's exciting, certainly. Now, regular listeners to Talk Radio will know of the magical Maplin Advent Calendar. Mm. It's a genuine advent calendar made of cardboard that is in the corner of the studio, and it's got all the doors or windows or flaps, depending on what you call it. Behind each one is a Maplin-based prize. Okay, and every day throughout December, a prize has been given away per day, as far as I'm aware. And the gift is behind the door. That's how it works, isn't it? And to get pretty hold much. Of it, you have to register online at talkradio.co.uk.
Which you can still do, because there's more days left.
There are more days till Christmas, of course. So you can still go online if you want to win the magical mystery prize from behind the door, window or flap of the magical mystery advent calendar. That's kind of how it works. And then we have to randomly select people who've registered, and then we call them live on air. They probably won't answer. It'll all be a bit awkward, but we haven't done it before. We've been tasked with doing it, so...
They get five rings, don't they? That's the important element.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Oh, because of Christmas.
The five rings, yeah.
Five golden rings. All right, if they don't answer within five,
then
forget
they win
it. Loser. Loser.
Loser.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. So, Katie, play the sponsor credit.
The Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio with Maplin. Magic ideas everyone will love this Christmas.
There it is. All right, then. So, now we ring someone picked entirely at random. They are being dialed by Chloe. We need to hear ringing. They get five rings from when I hear it. Is that right, Chloe? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Can't hear anything yet. Can't hear anything yet.
I'm excited.
It's not working. It, what?
There's one.
Hello.
Hello. Oh. Hello, who's that?
Michael speaking.
Hello, Michael speaking. It's John Holmes speaking here from Talk
Radio. Oh, hello there.
Hi there, from Talk Radio. You're live on the radio. Yeah. Please don't swear.
Okay.
Don't bloody swear.
No.
Good. So do you know why we've called?
Yeah, because it's this advent calendar mapping competition thing, yeah?
You're not wrong.
I got called this morning, yeah.
Yeah. I suppose one of the sort of... you've registered and you need to be there. Need to be on standby, yeah. Well, you are. Or you were picked at random.
Okay.
From the random number sheet... Number randomizer. I don't know how it works. But anyway, it does.
Yeah. Has he won then?
Well, hang on a minute.
Uh-huh.
Is there a question?
There's not a question, no.
Okay.
It's just that by the dint of him picking up the phone within five rings is enough, Cornelius, and he was picked entirely at random from the randomizer. Let's be clear about all this. What do you do, Mike? What do you do? What do you do in real life?
I'm an IT engineer. I work for what's called an IT co-location company, yeah?
All right, so you know all about the technical stuff then, don't you?
This is, yeah.
This is grist to your technical mill, this, isn't it?
Indeed.
Right, now look, here's what's going to happen. We've got the advent calendar here. It's a genuine advent calendar. We're going to open today's door. I'm going to get Cornelius wandering over to do that.
Yeah.
Because I can't be bothered to stand up. It's over the other side of the studio. So, Cornelius, you need to go and open today's door. What date is it today, by the way? Is it 20...
21st.
Door 21, Cornelius, needs to be opened.
They're not in order.
Well, of course they're not in order. They're random all over the... Have you ever had an advent calendar in your life? Come on. Door 21 is being opened. Right, we're going to get... The envelope is coming out.
Do you want it?
No, you can open it. For... Okay. The envelope is coming out now. Open. Cornelius is going to open the envelope. He's going to hand me the piece of paper. And then we're going to tell you what you've won.
Uh-huh.
Michael, wasn't it? Michael, yeah.
That's
right. We're going to tell you what you've won on the bit of paper. Yeah. The bit of paper says you have won...
Congratulations, Michael.
Yes. Yeah.
You've won...
Yes.
...a Google Home.
You've got a Google Home! You've got a Google Home! You've got a Google Home!
With Google... Oh. Yes.
Nice one.
Yes, yeah. John.
Nice with, free Christmas present.
Isn't it, though?
Excellent. With Google Home Smart Speaker, you can get answers, play songs, tackle your day, enjoy your entertainment, and control your smart home with just your voice. They also make great cooking timers.
Great. Have you got a smart home, Michael?
No, Dino. I was thinking of buying one a few weeks ago, but I... changed my mind and went and bought a new Nintendo console.
Good God, thank God there wasn't one of those behind the door. That's unfortunate, Michael. Look, well done. Stay on the line. Chloe will speak to you and then we'll figure out how the hell you're going to get that. Probably not before Christmas, anyway. Good. There it is, you see.
That's a cool prize.
Look at that. It's a good,
about 200
That's
quid.
That's a good prize.
I think so.
It's a good prize.
Cool prize. Wow, we've never given anything away cool on this show.
No, it used to be just some meat.
Yeah.
And
then that stopped.
Then that had to stop, didn't it? Oh, anyway. Look what you can give away if you go through the rules properly. Yeah, look at that. You can still enter to win for the rest of December, of course. Is it December or is it just up to Christmas?
It's up till Christmas.
But why does it say on this script all month then? That's not true, is it? Is that an error?
And I don't know.
Okay.
It's not my area of work.
No, all right. Anyway, either way, you can still enter to win. All you need to do is go to talkradio.co.uk/win, register on the online advent calendar. That's how it works. And when you spend £40, my friend, at Maplin, you get a free £5 off voucher.
Lovely.
In time for Christmas, or £10 off when you spend £80. Maplin.co.uk is where you need to go. Katie, play the next
Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio with Maplin. Magic ideas everyone will love this Christmas.
If nobody picks up from shortlist... Oh, no.
We're done.
Right, good. Instructions done. Sign off, Cornelius, and put it in the appropriate tray.
Hang on.
Excellent. Well done.
Have you got that?
Well done, everybody. Good, that went well, I thought.
Yeah, that was good. I really enjoyed that.
So did I.
That was fun. Can we do it again?
As I'm sure, probably not, if anyone hears that. Anyway, it worked better than when Paul Ross tried to do it with a motorbike.
Yeah, that was more Karen Malone.
Yeah. That's it. That's a Maplin calendar. More of that, of course, each and every day on Talk Radio. And now... we are going to be looking... Are we going to be looking into the papers, are we?
I can't think what else we could do.
Fine, let's just do it. Right, regular feature, but with a seasonal twist. Now, Toby Gillies, who does the news, as you know, likes to round the silly stories up for us, and there are some seasonal ones. So we have to guess the story from the pun-based headlines. Now, these are the silly stories you see in the paper. 2 or 3 paragraphs. Not even that. A little few lines, aren't there, of silly story, but they go to work on the pun headlines, and we... As part of, just for fun, and you can play along at home, have a guess at what the stories are from the headline in, what is he calling it?
Silly Gillies, Seasonal. You ruined it. It's on the Christmas page.
Silly Gillies, Silly Seasonal Stories.
Ho, 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 it's Silly Gillies, Silly Seasonal Stories.
Sort of similar sort of intro to the original, but with some sleigh bells on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go to production town. Right then, let's take the first headline that we have to guess the story for.
Past food.
Well, this is either food...
That means that's been passed.
It's sell-by date?
Oh, okay. I thought it meant it's been through a body.
Oh, right. So maybe some... So this is food... Oh, okay. Well, you're right. Perhaps it's somebody's eaten some food, it's passed through their body, and then because of new health regulations, there's now a use-by date on that.
Let's find out.
Would that make sense? Let's find out.
Some bones found under an Exeter car park are from a 16th century turkey dinner, according to researchers.
Oh.
Right. Is that a dinner from a 16th century turkey or a dinner that was of turkey that was eaten in the 16th century? That's ambiguous.
That's true.
And also, that's one letter away from being pasta food, which I thought it might, but that was
that's
my next
just
guess.
The food.
Yeah. Not really a headline, more a menu.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's take the next one.
Creme Aldi Creme.
Oh, this will be Aldi being the best at something. Presumably baking or...
Or creme.
Creme.
Have Aldi got the best creme? Ah, no, I know. Aldi have gone into funerals. Budget funerals.
Crematory.
Yes.
Like the co-op.
Yes. Because they're a supermarket.
The
co-op, I think, are the only supermarket that span the hitherto unconnected worlds of grocery and funerals, I think.
Well, they have that coffin aisle, don't they?
Yeah, don't they? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Aldi have seen that mark gone, hang on, the co-op can't have all that. We're going to bring in budget funerals, Aldi funerals, that reviewers have tried and say are as good as the expensive funerals. They are the creme de la Aldi crematorium. Let's find out.
Aldi's £6 creme de cassis liqueur has won a top global booze award, beating rivals at double the cost.
Well, we were close.
Yeah, always win those awards.
They do.
They're great for
so
booze.
So if they haven't already gone into
funerals,
then now is the time. Sort of an own brand coffin. Mm. Yeah, be fine. All right, let's take the next headline.
Straps for cash.
What could be... What has straps?
I've got an unbroadcaster blaster.
Yeah.
Do you want it?
No.
Okay.
Straps for cash.
Strappy tops. Sandals. Bras.
Bras. Bra strap. Oh, people are selling bras for money.
That's just a shop. All right, let's go with Cornelius's guess. People are selling bras for money.
A pair of Lawrence of Arabia's war-weary sandals fetched £2,000 at an auction in Etwall in Derbyshire.
Well, I was right about sandals, wasn't I? I think that pundit... I think they should have gone for something more Lawrence of Arabia-y in there. Do you know? Straps for... Because that's the interesting part of that story, is that they were the sandals of Lawrence of Arabia, not just some shoes made some money at an auction.
I don't know much about Lawrence of Arabia.
Well, he was in the desert, wasn't he? So, desert boots. Never mind. Let's have the next one.
All mod cannons.
So mods,
all mod cannons.
Mods are like Paul Weller and stuff.
Yeah.
Are they arming? Are the mods arming themselves?
With their Lambrettas, weaponised Lambrettas.
Yeah, and Vespers.
Instead of, like, all those mirrors they used to have on there, they've got guns now. Yeah. Is it that? Has Paul Weller got a gun scooter?
A World War II bunker built to ward off a German invasion is being turned into a holiday home in Essex.
So, no, it wasn't then?
Oh, that's
all
a
right.
shame.
Okay. Oh, look at the time. It's time for the news, isn't it? Yeah, I've got to do the news.
One of these right.
What?
Sorry?
Have you two ever got one of these right?
Hello, Toby.
Hello.
Thanks
I could have done that live. I've been sat here the whole time.
I know, weirdly.
News.
You recorded that earlier, wasting your own time, because you just sat there.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever got one right, ever?
Yeah, I got them all right, apart from today.
Just none today.
Good. That it was Toby. That's Toby's Gillies. What are we calling it? Toby Gillies.
Oh, it couldn't be simpler. It's Silly Gillies, Silly Seasonal Stories.
Oh, hang on.
Right.
Stop that, shall I? Now we'll do it.
That was Silly Gillies, Silly Seasonal Stories. Ho, ho, ho.
Santa, that voice.
Great. And that was Santa, was it?
Yeah.
Right. Good. And now, Toby's here with the actual news.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A British woman serving a five-year jail sentence in Iran has been told she's eligible for early release. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe denies planning to topple the government in Tehran and has already served 18 months. The foreign secretary visited the country this month following a massive campaign by her family. Her husband, Richard Ratcliffe, says it's a frustrating process, but he's hopeful.
The Foreign Office's perspective is, well, you know, if we keep it quiet, then it's more sensitive and we can handle it. And diplomacy doesn't work so well with a big megaphone. And there is a tension in those perspectives. But certainly I think it's important, from our experience, to just keep consistent and keep Nazanin knowing that she's cared for, keep battling until she's home.
Creditors of Toys R Us have agreed to a restructuring plan that'll save around 2,500 jobs. Hundreds, though, will still be lost as 26 stores are due to close. Theresa May says she expects there to be a proper investigation into leaked details about the discovery of pornography on Damian Green's Commons computer. Two ex-police officers have been referred to the data protection watchdog. The man charged with carrying out June's Finsbury Park terror attack has pleaded not guilty to murder and attempted murder. 48-year-old Darren Osborne from Cardiff will go on trial next month. Birmingham will host the 2022 Commonwealth Games. It's been confirmed the only city in the running will replace Durban, which has been stripped of the event. And Apple has admitted slowing down some older iPhones. The tech company says it's to protect battery life, which diminishes over time. Your weather, dry for most tonight, cloudy and mild too. Rain in Wales and southwest England, though. Lows of 2 north of the border, 6 in the south.
There's more now.
Yeah.
There's more now. Why is there more now? I'll tell you why, because that was the news. There wasn't much of it, was there? It was very, what was that, a minute and a half?
About that, yeah.
Yeah, that's not enough to get everything that's happening in the world in, which is why at 3:30 each day we bring you bonus news, and we break it down into categories. Animal, vegetable, mineral, occasionally fungus. Not going into the details of that now. But that's how we break it down. Today it's the turn of vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
A Scrooge mum has come under fire for suggesting she'll wrap a potato as a gift for her child this Christmas, as he's been naughty. Mumsnet user Skittles and Beer says she's considering teaching her child a lesson that bad children don't get good gifts from Santa.
She's called Skittles and Beer.
Skittles and Beer. Mm-hmm. Which is a great present for children.
That's what I've asked for Christmas.
She asked, is it unreasonable to add a beautifully gift-wrapped potato with a label saying, this would have been another proper present from Santa had the behaviour been better? Most told her she was unreasonably harsh, with one saying she should manage discipline better all year round.
What's that?
That's the song. That's The Cure.
Why are we playing The Cure on a talk? What was that about? Right, let's ask Katie.
This is a news bulletin.
I'm very confused. We're in the middle of a news bulletin.
Hi, Katie.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Katie. Why were you playing The Cure?
I wasn't doing it, like, purposely.
Why have we got The Cure?
I don't know. It's on the desk in front of me.
Right.
Carry on with the vegetable news.
Okay. Quite excited by that. Right. I mean, technical things do happen. If someone had said to me what could happen, I'd have said, I don't know, a jingle won't work, a fader... I would have said, The Cure will start playing.
I thought it was a cure for...
news.
Yeah. I thought it was a cure for this woman, this harsh Scrooge woman.
Yeah, anyway, I wanted to, before...
I'll finish my final line of this story. Most told this woman she was unreasonably harsh, with one saying she should manage discipline better all year round rather than using someone else to do her parenting for her at Christmas.
Right. I think it's quite good to... a little technique.
Mm.
I have a word with Father Christmas.
Mm.
Okay. Round about this time of the year. And I say to my children, who are 7 and 5, and I say to them, if you are, for every bad thing you've done this year, every naughty thing that you've done this year, Father Christmas will rightly take a present away.
Yes.
And replace that with something like a potato or a stone.
Oh, so you think she's doing the right thing?
I think so, and I think it's a good idea, because then...
You don't think she's a Scrooge mum?
Well, if she's just got them a potato, I mean, a little bit, but it's a good technique.
If it came with a filling...
Then it's fine.
Yeah.
Would the filling be a separate present or the same present?
Yeah, a little pot of
But you should see their faces on Christmas morning when they start opening stones and potatoes. And then you go, well, that's all the amount of times you were naughty.
Vegetable news.
And it works. Yeah. So,
for vegetable news, it has to be a potato, not stone.
Stone, admittedly, yeah. But I was just, you know, sharing something from my...
Vegetable news.
And how's that gone for you?
Well, it's good. It works.
Well, how many do they get? The question is, if they get loads of stones from you, then it probably hasn't worked at all. Well, they're just being naughty.
I haven't seen what Santa's brought this year yet. I'll find out. Ask me next week.
Vegetable news.
It seems Popeye may have been onto something. A new study...
Olive oil, normally.
Yes. A new study has discovered that a portion of spinach or other leafy greens a day could help slow down or even prevent the onset of dementia in later life.
I think Popeye seemed to be fairly demented a lot of the time.
Those who ate 40 grams of raw... or 120 grams of cooked veg daily, have far healthier brains with better memory, thinking speed and visual reasoning.
He just went around going...
And he smoked
a hell of a lot. But I don't think Popeye should be held up as any kind of health guru.
He ate a lot
guru.
Of spinach.
Yeah, he did eat spinach, but he also smoked a pipe. And went...
Vegetable news.
Yes. Final story.
And Lancashire families who like to feed Santa's reindeer on Christmas Eve can save cash this year with wonky carrots being offered for free by Morrison's. The Railway Road branch in Blackburn is offering the veg, which is always less popular than straight veggies, tomorrow morning. 6.2 million families nationwide will leave something for Rudolph and his pals, with 57% of those likely to choose a carrot. Morrison says it'll also offer a handful of sprouts to those who turn up in a bid to pour a more favourable light onto a less appreciated vegetable.
Well, what a lovely seasonal roundup that was.
I thought you'd appreciate
that. I very much do appreciate that. It makes me wonder what the hell we're going to do with mineral news tomorrow. Probably myrrh and gold or something.
Is myrrh a mineral?
Not really, no. It's like a perfume, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is that frankincense?
No. Frank incense is just like really brutal smell, isn't it?
Yeah. No. Don't know. Anyway, thank you very much indeed, Toby. There,
thank you. But I won't be back tomorrow.
Oh, you're not in tomorrow?
No.
Who's in tomorrow?
I'm pretty sure it's Claire Cottingham.
Claire Cottingham.
Who's got the cutest kitten you've ever seen.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Right. Thank you very much indeed. That was Vegetable News. Next on the radio, we'll be playing The Cure.
Have a good Christmas.
Oh, no, it turns out we won't. No, we're going to be playing a game.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Toby.
Happy Christmas.
We're going to be playing a game of Call of Duty Black Ops for the radio. A first-person shoot-em-up adapted for the radio. Exclusive to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Pudding.
Do you want stuffing?
Yes, please.
Free speech.
You don't look the type.
And phone calls.
Answer that, it could be the phone.
Christmas on Talk Radio. Today at Tesco, get crates of Budweiser, Corona and Coors for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last, 18 plus, ends 24th of December.
Highways England is here to improve your journey. Have you noticed the red X's above you when driving on the motorway? Think they're not important? Think again. They mean there's an obstruction or danger up ahead. So if you see one, you must change lanes safely to avoid a penalty, or even worse. So when you see a red X, it's there for a reason. For more information on red X's, search online for smart motorways.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting Crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 at 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 at 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
We've got it at Selco.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got 15 litres of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion in Magnolia or Brilliant White for only £18.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, a party was stirring, good times paramount. I made my way to the fridge with some care, in hope that some Strongbow dark fruit would be there. Then I exclaimed with a shout and a hoot, dark fruit to all, and to all a dark fruit.
Strongbow dark fruit, the original dark fruit cider, with crisp apple taste and juicy blackcurrants. Drink aware for the facts. Please drink responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in South Yorkshire, very slow traffic due to an earlier accident on the M1 northbound. That's between junction 36 for Birdwell and junction 37. In the West Midlands, one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle now on the M6 southbound. That's between junction 7 for Great Bar and junction 6. Traffic is coping well at the moment. And in Hampshire, we are still seeing a lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident with four vehicles involved. It's on the M3 southbound between junction 8 and junction 9. I'm Sammy Jolo.
At Co-op, 1 kilo packs of carrots, 450 gram packs of sprouts, and 500 gram packs of parsnips are only 49p each. Perfect for a big crowd on the big day. Christmas is coming together at the Co-op. Subject to availability, see participating stores for details. Offer ends 24th of December 2017.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Boys and girls come out to play and celebrate Pento with a way hey hey, and the countdown to Christmas on the Full Set Breakfast each and every day is Pento Day. Some of the biggest stars in frocks, in sequins, in tights, in spangles, rubbing lamps, looking for babes in the wood and puss in boots. Only with me, Paul Ross, and Carol Malone, our pantomime dame, on the Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Dreams do come true. Hang on, where's my career?
Behind you!
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Shut it!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. A lot going on. Is the Prime Minister the greatest political survivor there has ever been? Is a question being asked. News-wise this afternoon, this is, of course, because she hangs on in there despite everything coming at her. Your snap election failure, your Brexit disasters, your resignations all over the shop. The answer, of course, is that most MPs, as we were talking earlier to the political editor of the Financial Times, most people think she'll be gone by summer 2019. They'll let her get on with Brexit because no one else wants that particular poison chalice. Damien Green, latest to resign, of course, overlooking at the gentleman's adult pornography on his phone. He denies that. But he misled. He gave a misleading statement, so he did have to go. He lied about not saying that he didn't know that the police knew that he got. That they didn't tell him about the pornography. Anyway, it's all very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry, lad, because we're here to help you get your head around it. And the way we do that round here is with the Japanese poetry. Which is the best way to analyse everything complicated, boil it right down to its consistent parts of short form.
It's good us doing those voices because then the show's not so London centric.
That's right, exactly.
People across the nation can enjoy it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's bloody brilliant.
So here's the news in haikus.
UK and Poland work on peace treaty. I bet they're working harder.
Yeah, because of the Polish work ethic, you see. Yeah.
News!
In haikus. Right then, are you a fan of console games, first-person shoot ups, that kind of thing? Because if you are, then this is the moment for you, where we have carefully crafted and adapted a popular first platform shoot 'em thing for the radio. It's Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare Christmas Edition. Let us welcome today's player. It's Ollie. Hello, Ollie.
Hello.
Hello, Ollie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Yeah, we're all right. Merry Christmas, Ollie. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Jolly good. So what do you do, Ollie? Where are you? What do you do there? All that stuff.
I'm a student at Newcastle University.
All right.
But I'm currently at home in Plymouth.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Wow, that's
fine.
A journey.
It is a journey, isn't it? Plymouth's quite hard to get to, isn't it, Ollie? Unless you, like, live in Plymouth.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. Because yeah.
I need
a
helicopter.
You do. It's got, you got the M5, you know, the M5 fine, but it's obviously it's not fine because you've got, you know, depending on where you're coming from, you've got an M4 around the M25. And if you're trying to do the A303, I mean, you've got no chance, right, Ollie?
Ollie might not drive.
Absolutely right. I get the train, but absolutely
Yeah, see, I knew that. How did I know? How weird.
Well, but also.
How long does the train take?
A long time, doesn't it, Ollie?
It does, 9 hours.
Do you know you could fly to the side of America in that time, Ollie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should move to America.
Yeah, your commute
makes more sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, here, are you a fan of computer games, Ollie, in general? Shoot 'em ups, console games?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. Well, look, basically, this is where we've adapted a popular one, Call of Duty, for the radio. So, if you're ready to play, I'm going to set the scene for you and give you your, you know, your motivation, the character you're going to be, and all the rest of it, like the game setup. So, if you're ready to play, Ollie, shall we do this thing?
Do it.
Here we go. Okay, Ollie, here's how it's going to work. You are a black operative working behind enemy lines in the Arctic wastes of Lapland. Your mission is to track down Father Christmas, and together with your elite black ops unit of black ops operatives, you will provide close protection to Father Christmas as he goes about delivering presents in an increasingly dangerous and unstable world. You alone must prevent ISIS from hijacking his sleigh and guard the reindeer in case anyone tries to convert the reindeer to fundamentalist Islam. You must get across into Santa's workshop, across the ice. But the way is littered with terrorists, Ollie. Terrorists, innocent bystanders, and people from the week's news. You are going to need some game controls to play against them. Here they come, Ollie. You need to write these down because you're going to need to use them and think carefully when you do. First of all, you need to get a pen, yeah. First of all, should have told you that before.
You need to be equipped with a pen.
First of all, you're going to need shoot.
Right.
Don't shoot.
Don't shoot.
Jump. Yeah. Be in every bloody thing from car adverts to the Ocean's 8 trailer like a carpool chlamydia. Be all over it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next control is get fired because of gentleman's adult pornography.
Okay.
Then your next control is get attacked online for opening your big gob about dirty men.
Okay.
And your final control is leave a glass of sherry and a mince pie.
Glass of sherry.
And
got
a mince pie. All right, then. So we're going to play the game, and you're going to need all of those controls, and not just those controls, but also your wits about you. Here we go. Okay, you are in the snowy snow. You are hiding behind a tree. In the distance, Commander Black Ops Ollie, you can hear peace and joy coming from Santa's workshop. It's nothing more than a twinkling light in the distance, and you have a gun. You step out from behind the tree, and at once, battle commences. Here we go. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
James Corden.
Carpool. One.
Yeah, you've got to do the full
control. All I wrote was carpool.
Yeah. But be all over everything, like from the Ocean's 8 trailer to everything else, like a carpool chlamydia. That's fine. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Damian Green.
Quit my job because of pornography.
Yes. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Shoot. Don't shoot.
1986 Van Halen hit.
Jump.
Yes. Bonus round. Here we go. It goes faster. Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Matt Damon.
Shoot.
Matt Damon.
Attacked online.
For opening your big gob about dirty men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
Father Christmas.
Glass of sherry and a mince pie.
Yeah. Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
James Corden.
Carpool karaoke thing.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Normal
shoot.
Play. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
First Minister Damian Green.
Quit my job.
Because of?
Because of pornography.
Yes. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Game over. Oh. Not bad, Ollie. Not bad. Now, we need to work out your high score, which Cornelius has been doing. Cornelius has been working out your high score for the computer game. What did he get, Cornelius?
12.
Brilliant. So, well, yes. Well done. A fantastic seasonal 12 on that game. But you do get to put your initials in, of course, like in any old-style arcade game. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through the alphabet. What are your initials, full initials there, Ollie?
They're OC.
OC, right, okay. So when I get an O and C, you just say stop, and that's where your initial, you know, like it used to work by thing on when you put your... Anyway, here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, R, right? Next one. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, F. G, probably.
Oh, RF. There you go.
RF. Well, well done, RF.
Roger Federer.
You got 12 points. Congratulations and Merry Christmas to you. Well done for playing Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio Christmas edition.
Ollie's just come up with a good parlour game there.
What, you...
Name random initials and you have to say the celebrity.
All right. Well, he did it very quickly. I'm quite impressed.
JP.
John Prescott.
There you go. It's
work,
a fun game.
It does work, yeah. GG.
George Galloway.
What a coincidence. And here he is in the studio with us now.
Well, it's a five-knuckle reshuffle for the Tory government. Three cabinet ministers down in a month. I could go on with the puns, but oughtn't to because it's before the watershed.
It's not stopped us.
as Oscar Wilde said on the death scene in Charles Dickens' Little Nell, you'd have to have a heart of stone not to laugh. And that's exactly what most of the country is doing. I mean, this man was clearly too stupid to be a cabinet minister, deputy prime minister and MP. What part of not safe for work does he not understand? It's truly astounding. And just like in the Profumo affair, you know, long before your time, John, it's the lying that's done for him.
That's what happens, though, isn't it? If he'd come clean, if you pardon the expression.
I knew you were going to say that.
He would have been fine.
He always worked hard at his computer.
Well, didn't he?
But the, you know, if he'd said, look, I shouldn't have done it and I won't do it again, he could have survived it.
Yeah.
But when you start lying and blustering and threatening people who are actually telling the truth and it's you that's the liar, then you end up defenestrated as he now is. And it's a big problem for Theresa May. He was very close to her from university onwards. He's a very prominent Remainer in the cabinet. That job, who's going to get it now? So a very, very interesting new political situation opens up just before Christmas. Merry Christmas,
Merry
Mrs.
Christmas,
May.
Everybody.
And we'll be looking at the films of the year. You'll be looking at what's trending, looking at the Melbourne attack, which doesn't appear to be what it first appeared, but nonetheless, total carnage on the streets. Children, women, toddlers being mown down by yet another maniac driving an SUV into a crowd.
Yeah.
So all of that and the markets roundup. And a hotel run by robots. Now, I've been in a few hotels that appeared to be run by robots, but this one literally is. Spilling all coming up.
George Galloway with you next on Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow for our final show of the year. I'm John Holmes. See you at 1 on a Friday.
Socks, sprouts, and a selection box of supercharged conversation.
Meet the new star of the Christmas show.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Ho, ho, ho. We'll get you talking.